what's poppin'? It's Drew and Mike Show for Monday, February 24th, in the DealsInTheD.com studios. Mark is out as Julie's got the flu, so he's in charge of everything else, I guess. She's busy having the flu.
Been there.
And Brandon is here, and Jim Bentley filling in.
Filling up.
Could stop his amazing streak at Zot. He had a hot week, didn't he?
Yeah, I really did, and it looks like next week's going to be hot, too.
All right. Well, we are offering dinner for two for anybody who buys or leases a car from Zot Ford in Holly. Just go see Jim or talk to Anthony, and you also get a signed T-shirt, which are upstairs, and I haven't dealt with that yet, but not a big deal. So, yeah, go see Jim Bentley at Zot Ford in Holly. Do not call Jim if you want a new Ford or a previously loved vehicle. Simply jump in your ride and get to Zot Ford and Holly, where they promise that Anthony or Jim will save you tons of cash while making the entire process fun, fast, and easy. So there you go.
There was a big Drew and Mike turnout at Mesa last night.
Yeah, it looked like a big crowd.
Yeah, Trudy was there.
Oh, she was?
She did go.
Yeah, Trudy was on hand. Somebody said that Angie sent me something and said that Matt Riley picked up drinks or something. Was Matt there?
Oh, I do not know.
I don't know either.
Couldn't make it out there. I had a birthday party to attend.
Anyway, that's cool. And so here we are on February the 24th in the DealsInTheD.com studios. And today is Kobe Day, which, yeah. What day did he die? How long ago was that? Was that 3 weeks ago?
Kobe!
Close to a month. Yeah, it sounds about right.
And this is one of those things that I know I would have really made fun of 20 years ago, but I don't know. It just, something about this guy really captures some intense love from all sides. Of course, a few spoil sports who want to bring up that silly thing in 2003.
Silly thing.
Well, I remember you talking about how, hey, you know, if this was Karl Malone, would it get this much coverage?
No! And
I don't think it would for a couple reasons. Number one, the best player in basketball now is LeBron James. Before him was Michael Jordan. But the best between the two of those was Kobe Bryant. So,
I don't know if Michael Jordan died, if it'd be like this.
I mean,
he's in Los Angeles.
But if he died
in a chopper crash?
Yeah.
3 years after he retired.
Is it in you?
Well, except that Kobe's such a great dad. I mean,
you're right.
Girl dad and all that stuff. like I said, 20 years ago, I would have felt differently about it. It's really crazy.
There was a lot of insignificant trivia that came out.
Oh, my God.
Death of Kobe.
Did you have some you wanted to supply?
Well, I know that, you know,
I haven't
he
even seen
himself,
this event yet, by the way. This event himself. Is going to be, this thing could go 9 hours. If Aretha Franklin went 6.5, how long is this going to go?
They're going to make it go 8 hours just to honor Kobe?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
They should do something.
Eight hours and 2 minutes and 24 seconds. I think the
Kobe.
Isn't the number thing silly?
Yes.
Isn't that ridiculous?
Have you seen the teams, too, that ran out the shot clock, you know, 24 seconds?
Yeah.
To, it's like, why even waste?
Because it's their way of showing respect. Who cares?
It was the day after he died, so I think. But
it was the day he did die.
What did they do for 2 seconds? Did they do anything for his 13-year-old? What's her name again? I'm sorry. Does she really merit her
Gianna?
Does her number merit being part of?
I don't know.
Anyway,
yeah, okay. What about all the high school kids that wore number 8 or 24? Like, and they were news. Like. Do we really need to know
the story has it all, though? It has that tragic ending in a helicopter. That's insane. And it's one of the craziest ways that a very, very high-profile person can die. In fact, we just saw this past weekend, we just saw a rocket ship flying into the air.
That's not
Mad
getting
Mike.
As much attention.
That's not getting,
yeah, what's Mad Mike's number?
Oh, man. Poor Mad Mike. We had Mad Mike on in March of 2018. If you want to check that out. In fact, over the holiday, this past holiday, we ran it as a best of. Mad Mike is a flat earther who is a visionist. He believes that the earth is flat and he wants to build his own rockets.
Well, he believed. Sorry.
To see for himself. Now, when we talked to him, he was only going like 1,800 feet in the air. And so,
yeah, but his rockets were landing. Weren't they landing right where he sent them up from, too? Or is that Elon Musk?
Oh, no. He didn't have the musk.
Okay. His didn't look. Okay. It didn't go straight up.
But he was going up in a rocket, and he was coming back, and he was still alive. I mean, that was impressive to me.
And I saw a video of him from some of the landings, so he had a camera in there, so I would assume...
Yes.
He had a camera in there. And
so he got National Pub. He was on Tosh.0. He was on our show. And he was covered by a lot of various news outlets.
Did Billy Bob Thornton help him with that? Because he was an astronaut, wasn't he? Billy Bob Thornton.
Yeah.
Didn't he go up?
He was in the
control
room.
Did he go to space? Was he? Okay. His son was in there, too, I think. Remember that movie?
You know what I mean?
The Astronaut's Wife? Is that what it was?
Yes.
So just this past weekend, Mad Mike does another one of his launches. It's all caught on video. He shoots up, and immediately you see the parachute fly away. Immediately.
Didn't that look really half-ass?
And so,
because every time I hear about somebody putting a rocket up and it's not NASA, I go, I don't know, just something seems so half-ass about this. I can't believe that one guy can be like Thornton was in the movie.
Didn't he build it all himself?
Yes.
That was the whole, that was what was cool about it.
Yeah.
He likes rockets.
He did. He built his own rocket. So you see the rocket go off, and the parachute just immediately flies off. And it's like, wait a minute, that's not good. And then
I think people
follow...
at NASA get hard when they see that, too. Don't you think?
Because he didn't have any NASA.
That's why we do it.
Yeah, because NASA...
we get paid the big bucks.
You're not going to see a parachute go flying in a NASA flight.
The whole control room.
You see a parachute.
Is cheering when that parachute comes down. Oh.
Here they are in the desert. Oh, boy. This is tough.
I'm surprised people weren't screaming right away.
There goes the rocket. There goes the parachute. And the rocket goes very, very high. In fact, he was trying to be as close as you can get without actually going into space. But now you see the rocket coming down, and it's flying down because there's no parachute. He's in it.
Oh boy.
Boom.
I give the cameraman credit for zooming in, though.
Wait, was there some people cheering?
I thought I might have heard that, too, but I don't know if it's cheering or screaming. Because they know that the rocket's supposed to come down on a parachute. I think that was screams. I mean, you know something's wrong. He was in there, and unfortunately, he did pass away.
Why doesn't he get the Christa McAuliffe treatment, where everybody's just literally crushed for months and can't get over it, and you can't make any jokes?
Well, didn't...
I mean, I know it's Mad Mike, but...
Did people wasn't there really a lot know? Of jokes about Christa McAuliffe?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God, yes.
I mean, if Mark was here, he'd rattle off 7. I know he's got a bunch memorized from
there's tons
childhood.
Of them, and you couldn't tell them. In fact, I remember telling them on Riff one day when we decided, it's been 20 years.
I think we can do it now.
Well, that and, you know, after that commercial, that L'Oreal commercial, was it Olay? With Busy Phillips, and they're in the spaceship, and
they're trying
to tell you about how great the feminist movement for astronauts and women is. And then at the very end, they just totally contradict themselves, and they hit the button, and it ejects them into space. It's like,
A little too soon, I think,
guys.
For a commercial. But, so Mad Mike goes down in a blaze, not even a blaze of glory, because there's no explosion.
No,
it's just
not.
A blaze of dust. The strange, I don't know, it is strange when you see the same thing happen. Of course, Mad Mike chose to go up in a rocket. The Kobe thing, though, the part that, you know, nobody wants to talk about, and I don't really want to spend a lot of time on it either, is why did they take off? Why did they go? The police and fire have choppers, and they were grounded that day.
Yeah.
Everyone was grounded. I you can't blame Kobe for that because it's up to the pilot. But you have to wonder, did the pilot think, it's Kobe Bryant, I got to get him to this game?
That's what I would think. He doesn't want to tell Kobe, no, we can't do that. You're going to have to drive today. Does he
right.
want to be that guy?
No. But nobody's really talked about that.
Well, the new news is that the pilot, he once violated FAA rules for low visibility. So,
Well, and he made it that time. Maybe he just thought, he was good enough to... I've made this trip a million times. It doesn't matter if I can't see.
I think it's kind of pile on the pilot because it makes Kobe more of a victim.
I don't know.
What's he doing up there?
I don't know. I mean, has anyone suggested that Kobe pushed this flight? No, I haven't heard that.
No, but I wouldn't be surprised.
I would be surprised. Anyway, I'm sure there'll be just this outpouring is going to be insane today.
Trust your pilot. If your pilot tells you no, I don't think Kobe...
He should have told him no.
I don't think they had that conversation. I think that this pilot was experienced. He's gone up in fog before. He figures I can do it again. And a tragedy occurred.
But when you see the cops are grounded... If the cops are grounded, why is your trip more important than the police?
But does everybody know that? Like, when the cops are grounded, does everybody go, hey, by the way, the police are grounded?
Well, there were people that said they were surprised they went.
The pilot would know that, wouldn't you think?
Absolutely,
so?
He should know. Anyway,
it's going to be a big celebration.
Oh, it's going to go. I mean, the Aretha thing, I remember we were just blown away because it was supposed to start at maybe 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock. And then the family was really late. And then all these people have to speak. Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton.
Everyone.
And Bill just booked out of there so fast. He acted like, I don't know which way I'm going. I guess I'm leaving. It's crazy.
But not until he saw Ariana Grande's sweet, sweet body. And then that creepy guy came up and said,
when I saw Ariana Grande on the program, I thought that was a new something at Taco Bell.
She was creeped out by that guy.
It's a clever bit of humor, which is always nice when there's mourning going on.
So the tickets to Kobe's event, $224 each.
Wait. Is 200? You're joking.
The ticket price is sold for $224 each.
That's real? This is not a joke?
No, this is real. So is that two for Gianna?
Yes.
And 24, yes,
24 for Kobe.
Couldn't they do an 8 cents?
Well, all the money goes to the Mamba and Mamacita Sports Foundation, so it's going to...
There should have been 8 cents in there, Jim, you're right.
Yes.
Because it would have been another 8 cents for Mamacita. No, I'm just... Is there something a little bogus about charging to go to a service?
Yeah, I mean...
I realize it's for charity. I'm not... I mean, they could have passed the... Whatchamacallit.
Coffers. But you can donate, right? You
absolutely.
Really need
to charge them. I know, that's really weird. So people did a Ticketmaster thing for this? Or were they invited to buy tickets? That's really...
Well, they had to pay to keep the lights on and all that stuff, right? So maybe, I don't know, something just doesn't seem right.
I haven't been able to find who's quote-unquote speaking or performing.
Oh, everyone. I guarantee there'll be 99 speakers because there will also be politicians who will weasel their way in there. Watch. Don't you think?
Shaq's like going to do his, Shaq's going to perform and do his rap about
is
Kobe.
Seriously?
No, I don't think so.
Jennifer Hudson is expected.
I believed it. I totally believed it.
Nothing's off the table.
Yeah, so, Jennifer Hudson, that makes sense. Is Common going to do his thing? They do the All-Star game.
I really don't know. I think we're going to have a whole bunch of people that'll surprise us.
Okay.
Are they going to sing the national anthem and do, is it?
No, it's not going to be like a game. It's going to happen, so we'll just wait and see.
Yeah.
Northwestern Tech wants to remind you they're a heating and cooling school in Southfield, and HVAC is all they teach. For 10 and a half months, over 50% of the training is hands-on, and 90% of the grads got jobs in the field last year, and they work with companies who hire people right from Northwestern Tech. So if you're looking for a skilled trade, which, the more time goes by, the more I think this is a great idea, because as Elric pointed out, you can't call somebody in India to come fix your whatever, your plumbing, unclog your toilet, or you need that guy.
You wish.
You need some guy to look at your air conditioning or your heat. This is the guy. Northwestern Tech, get a skilled trade. If you are in a dead end in your career path,
are you molesting yourself now?
Go to northwesterntech.edu. That's northwesterntech.edu. Classes start March the 2nd, and you can tell them you heard it on Drew and Mike.
And they have a great television commercial out there, too.
Do they?
Yeah.
I haven't even seen it.
You haven't?
No.
The actor is just, he just nails everything. You haven't seen it,
just
Drew?
A struggling actor with a
thin. bullshit.
Didn't know they had that guy.
He was good.
How did you get into doing commercials, Jim? You've been in two commercials in the last year.
Because of Robert. Because I was friends with Robert from Northwestern
Tech.
That's
right. He mentioned, because you were on that haircutting commercial, too.
Yeah. Yep, I was in Hair Mechanics with Darren McCarty. Yeah,
he's one of our finest actors. And
Jim thought he was hot enough to be in a hairstyling commercial.
No!
This is what Jim said on his last audition.
I'm a well-known homosexual actor.
Who is that, by the way?
I'm a mean dude disguised as another dude.
That's Liam Neeson.
I'm a well-known homosexual actor.
What is that from?
When did he say that?
It's one of Ricky Gervais's shows. I can't remember which one.
Extras?
It was. Who's the guy that played Wicket? Who's the kid? Wicket.
Willow.
Willow. Yeah. Who's that dude? He had a show, and Ricky Gervais was in it. And they're trying to teach Liam Neeson.
I forgot about that show.
Like improv, and so he's all serious and says,
"I'm a well-known homosexual actor."
He talks about getting AIDS.
Life's Too Short was the name of the show.
Yeah, here he is again.
As I said before, I've got full-blown AIDS.
Yeah. This is a Ricky Gervais show.
I'm a well-known homosexual actor.
You remember that? The Willow,
I've
the little guy.
I've contracted AIDS.
No, I watched The Office and I watched Extras, but I don't think I saw that show.
Yeah, Life's Too
Sounds
Short.
Sounds great. Lori Daybell was arrested.
Yeah.
Which, this is so overdue. I don't know, something is driving me crazy, and it's when you know someone did something, and there's nothing they can do because they need, you know, bodies and things like that. I always thought if you had children you couldn't account for, that's not okay. We're not waiting for anything. You tell us where your kids are. If you don't know where they are, then you're under arrest.
And add all the deaths surrounding both of them.
Yes.
Her ex-husband, her brother.
Shouldn't that take
his ex-wife?
His ex-wife.
And why? He's not arrested.
Well,
I mean, I know he...
They're working on... I mean, you know they're working on that. They've exhumed his wife. But if you missed the story, and I think most people know, it's so confusing. We have this woman, Lori Daybell, who's married to this guy. Her brother shoots him, claiming that he attacked Lori. Now, we know that's BS. And they had clips of her coming back from the police station after he was killed. And she's just as laid back and happy-go-lucky as you could ever imagine. It is the weirdest thing. Well, it turns out she's in this doomsday cult. And I still don't know why you'd be happy and chipper if you're in a doomsday cult. Ugh. And of course,
because she's one of the ones that'll be saved.
And is this a weird sect off of Mormon?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. And it turns out that, she's madly in love with this dude who has a podcast about this doomsday cult in Idaho. And, what do you know? His wife dies surprisingly in the middle of the night, 49 years old, heart attack. Well, that's crazy. She was in perfect health. And he marries Lori Daybell 14 days after his wife dies in Hawaii. Wow, it's crazy.
2 weeks.
And then her kids just, people notice that her kids just aren't around. And they start asking, and she starts giving weird answers, like she starts telling her, well, say my kids are with you, or say the kids are with me, or you saw them with
me. Where is he? I want to talk to him.
And she's also claiming that she and Chad, they're meeting new people in Hawaii, and they're saying that she's an empty nester. They're empty nesters, so they have no kids. So where are the kids? I just thought you'd be arrested. If you couldn't, like, when she's telling the reporters, they're asking, where are your kids? And she just won't comment. People are praying for your kids. No comment.
That's great.
Aren't you worried about your kids? No comment.
That's
nothing.
That's great. That was her comment. That's great.
What
people
the
are
fuck?
Praying for you. That's great. There she is on camera at the storage unit, and they're carrying these heavy, heavy totes. So heavy that you can see them straining to put them on the truck. What were
and
in those
to do
totes?
Some explaining. They're straining to do some explaining,
that's
too.
True. That's very true.
So,
Chad.
She faces, I guess, it's desertion, and I think they can throw in kidnapping. And somebody sent me an email, by the way. You know the skeleton husband?
Yeah.
Or ex, whatever?
Yeah.
Who, those three kids just, poof, they're gone. They weren't safe, so I got them in a safe place. Well, they're now they would be in their teens. They'd be like 17, 15, and 13. So I don't think we need to really worry about these little children being hurt. Anyway, he apparently is up for parole.
What?
How long ago was that?
That was like 10 years ago, I guess, or 8 years ago. I mean, this is crazy. We need a law. This is another great idea by me. If you can't account for your kids, then you murdered them until you prove otherwise.
John Skelton's not going to get paroled. Can he?
I know he won't, but I'm just saying, how could he even be up for parole? And I have another great idea, too.
Bad optics.
July 27th.
Let me work that idea out a little more. I want them to be, if you can't account for your kids, I feel like you should be in jail.
If a cop came up to my door and asked where my kids are, I'd want them to arrest me if I didn't know where my kids
are.
Yeah,
like, and I think any parent would feel that way.
Ugh.
And the other one is this whole business of stalking. Did anybody see 48 Hours last night?
Yes, I didn't finish it, but.
Amy, the girl, the sex therapist who was murdered.
Amy Harwick.
By, allegedly, this guy that had been stalking her. And, you know, they had other stalking victims on 48 Hours, one of whom, this guy was throwing open cans of red paint through her picture window in her house. And, I mean, all these horrible things. Well, she's finally able to pin him with something because, like, well, how do we know he did it? We don't really do it.
Stop friggin' following me.
Until he does something, we can't do anything. I mean, it's always that, even though it's so obvious. So finally she gets him on something, and he is ordered to stay over 100 yards from her. He parks his car 105 yards from her house and lives in his car for 3 weeks. Now, that's not okay.
No.
That is not okay.
Well, he's following the law. He's not breaking the law.
Well, I assume that's what they said. And, you know, I thought, you can't tell me that. That can't be okay. That's got to be some new way to charge this fucking guy. But apparently not. And I think that's the case where the guy eventually went to prison for stalking her. And he moved to Florida. He's got 10 years of probation. And she got a call from an event she was supposed to attend. And they said, he's here. And so she didn't go, but they all said he was there, and so he ended up getting, I guess he was ordered to go back to Florida. But I thought, wait, no, he's on 10 years probation. He just stalked her, so go to prison. Yeah. It's like Chris, who's the crazy dancing guy who beat up Rihanna? Chris Brown.
Chris Brown.
How many times did he commit assault while he was on probation? 19 times?
And Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
What the fuck is the point of probation? It doesn't mean anything if you're certain, you know, if it's a certain circumstance.
Should be in jail anyways. Probation.
So I want people who stalk, I want them to have to wear the bracelets, the tethers, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So we know where they are, and the stalking victim, because a piece of paper doesn't do a fucking thing. It does nothing. How many times, I mean, don't we hear this story over and over and over where the girl says, he's going to kill me. He's going to kill me. He's going to kill me. He says he's going to kill me. If I'm dead, it's him. You know, you hear that. How many times have we heard that?
Too many.
Doesn't do anything.
So put a tether on the guy. If the guy's stalking her, I mean, if it's a certain level of stalking, then put a fucking tether on him and have somebody, somebody who notifies the person when they're within a mile of him, or they break the barrier.
Did they get into this guy's obsession? Because he was a good looking dude. He was cut, chiseled, handsome.
What'd you do to kiss?
Why couldn't he just find another piece? Strange. I don't get it.
Well, maybe, you know, he did, but he...
That's the weird thing about
this.
It's
not like they were married for many years and going through a custody battle or something.
They dated for a few months in 2011.
Ugh. Yeah.
2011. He's still fucking stuck on her in 2020.
Oh, he must be so mad at Drew Carey.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure he is.
Was he gone? He wasn't really around, or they mentioned, or they didn't say anything.
Broken up.
They had broken up, but not too long ago. He's been really upset about it. He hasn't filmed The Price is Right,
right,
because he can't be chipper. He can't be happy knowing that, you know, his ex-girlfriend just died in a horrific way.
This guy, apparently, he had a years-long restraining order that just expired 2 weeks ago or 2 weeks before this happened. And then he runs into her at this event, which, by the way, was the AVNs.
Oh, that.
Ironically.
I was like, what? I didn't get she was a sex therapist. That's why.
Yeah, I guess. And she's on the red carpet posing and looking all hot, which I thought was weird, too. Like, she's a sex therapist? She's on the red carpet.
I did.
She's really hot, though.
I did want to look. When I saw she was there, before I knew she was a sex therapist, I was like, oh, is she in some videos?
Oh, no, she is. Just a knockout.
She did Playboy under a fake name.
Well, where's that picture?
Pretty sure.
Is it Amy Marie or something like
that? No, it was something completely different. She's written a lot of books about, you know, sex and relationships, so she's pretty famous in that industry to an extent.
Can we have the nudes, please, Brandon? I think
we'll
add to the story.
Yeah, let me find them real quick. I'm wondering if it was fake and if someone was just pulling my chain, but I'll look it up real quick.
All right. I think it's important. And it can't hurt her now.
Right.
No,
she wants
great.
To see it anyway.
Yeah, she did it. That's why she did it.
Just trying to find the name.
But this guy sees her at this one event. He goes off on her right there. There's 100 people there. And they all said, yeah, he was screaming at her and doing this. Well, okay, I realized these restraining orders expired, but this guy had a years-long restraining order. Why isn't he fucking arrested? Why isn't he just put in jail? And here's my other great idea. I have so many ideas lately. I'm so glad we found my old ideas. I want people, if someone bonds someone out, then I want them to be responsible. They face the exact same charge as person they bond out. Isn't that fair?
Hell yeah, very fair.
Because then you'll think about it. You won't go, well, yeah, I like him and I want to bond him out because he should be free because he does things for me or whatever, you know, because half the time that's what I think it is. It's like they depend on the person. Well, if you're so sure they're not going to do anything, then you don't mind suffering the same penalty when they do commit a crime.
Yeah, it's fair. It makes 100% sense.
And maybe you'll keep an eye on them, too.
This needs
nobody else can.
Is there a way we can push for legislation or something to get that? I really like that.
I know. I seriously, I know there's people saying, you asshole, you're nuts. But I don't know. It just seems like... Doesn't it seem fair?
Yes.
Especially these giant bond cases. Maybe we could do, you know, if the bond is over $100,000 or something, where it's, you know, it's a serious crime. And I thought, I was led to believe that this Gareth Purse House.
Gareth.
It's a weird name. I was led to believe that he was bonded out or was going to be bonded out.
He was.
And I don't understand what happened.
So I guess he was bonded out for a lesser charge. And then shortly after he got bonded out, he was arrested for murder.
I wonder who bonded him out, or if he just bonded himself out.
So do they have to go to jail for murder then?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. They should be,
and they should be punished twice as long because they had sanity. The other person didn't.
You're right. The Drew Law.
What bullshit! God, I'm sick of these stories.
It's common sense, but because there's a law that says, well, he was 100 feet away and or 100 yards away. And
I got to tell you, if you watch the ID channel, you will just, if you watch enough of the ID channel, you will feel that the law is so completely just barren of any enforcement whatsoever. Because there's so many of these cases where, you know, they've got this and this and this and this, and they bring it to the DA and they say, not enough. And so meanwhile, this person who committed a murder is just running around out there, just doing their thing, doing whatever. And so often these cold cases take decades. These people just live their entire lives. And I do love it when they nail them when they're 60 or 70.
And they have to be sweating that entire time, don't you think? I mean, I really some hope of them, so. I hope
some
so.
Of them, I think, more than others. But the ones that aren't quite as public... Probably they, you know, they move away and they get over it. And by the way, if you're a suspect in a murder case and you just suddenly move away, isn't that
yes? You should be arrested immediately.
Arrest them. Yes. Yep. If you move, you're under arrest.
Just for
moving.
Moving
too soon, for not reading the room. You're not reading the community.
It's so logical though. It really does make sense. Why can't that be?
It's you're fucking the investigation up because if you didn't do it, you're making it look like you did.
Exactly. No one in the right mind would do that if they didn't do it. Why would they move away?
It should be the reading the community law. You misread the community. You fucked up the investigation. You're under arrest until they find the right guy. How far in are we, Brandon?
28 minutes.
Okay. I just wondered because I'm just trying to. You're where everything goes. Mark puts all the commercials together. A lot going on, though, man. There's just a ton of stuff. And I don't even know if we'll get it all in today because, you know, here locally, for example, Dan Gilbert spoke at Crane's on Friday.
Yeah.
And he stood at the podium for 40 minutes, and I guess he wasn't even supposed to speak that long. He sounded great, sounded sharp.
45 minutes.
And he... got a standing ovation before and after, so that was great. Then we had two drunks fall asleep at McDonald's in their cars in Troy at the drive-in. Somebody calls 911 because they, you know, they think their food's just really slow. And then they realize there's two guys bombed in the cars in front of them.
And so two straight cars? It's not just two guys in one car.
Totally separate incidents.
Separate cars. And they're not related. They weren't drinking together. That's what I think blows everyone's mind. And you think about it, McDonald's at 2:58 a.m. I could see two cars with people crashing if the service is a little slow.
That makes me think like 80% of the people at the drive-thru are wasted.
Oh, he loves beer.
My coach always said, nothing good happens after midnight, and I think that's generally pretty true. There isn't much good that happens after midnight.
Speak for yourself.
One guy got a .16 And the other guy got a 0.13.
And they were asleep from that? That's not that wasted.
Jim, that's what I thought. I thought, wow, that's an awfully soft way to go down.
Yeah, unless they drank in the morning and they're just coming down. They're
Is this feeling. McDonald's? Is this partially McDonald's fault for being slow?
And yes, just, I think it is. I do. Because I think a quick drive-through, if you're at 0.13 and you're going to drive through at 3 in the morning, you need something fast or you just might crash and you won't wake up. And these guys...
McDonald's fault.
The cops are screaming at him. Yeah, they should sue McDonald's. The cops are screaming at this guy to wake up and nope, not waking up. And then he gets out of the car. I think the cop says, you're at the McDonald's drive-through. The guy must have said, what's going on? Where am I?
Call God, officer.
Don't you think there had to be something else involved there? Something
drive or... safely.
I don't know. 3 o'clock in the morning. He probably was a 0.2 something 3 hours earlier.
Yeah.
What's going on, officer?
Matt sent me audio of that. I sent it to you, Brandon. I don't know. Maybe we watch it later.
There was audio of it?
Yeah, there's audio. Yeah. There's the 911 call and there's the cop. And they print on the screen what's going on, too. I think a nice job of editing that. Good for the Troy police. There's a local man wanted in 6 murders. A guy named Kenyell Brown is alleged to have killed someone in River Rouge, a couple people in Highland Park, and I think it's 3 in Detroit. But he's a person of interest in every single one. He's acting as if...
No, I had to write the notes down.
I thought that was Layla, actually.
He's
snoring.
This guy befriends people at gas stations. I mean, it sounds like they're really random. But, you know, I'm trying to remember the last time somebody's a suspect in 6 murders. That's pretty...
it makes you think there's probably more than 6.
Yeah, and he's out there, Kenyell Brown.
And I feel like it could have been me. You know how many people have come up to me at gas stations?
It could have been all of us.
Yeah, we've all been at gas stations.
And then...
that could have been me.
What were the demographics of all 6?
I don't know. I don't know that much about it.
Are they all women? Are they...
I saw the story this morning, and I don't think they showed all the people or said their names. It just said that this guy's a person of interest in 6 different murders.
It's kind of a racist question, Brandon.
I apologize for asking, but how do you spell his first name?
Kenyell.
Kenyell. Okay.
And there's also another case of a rock thrown off an overpass that just busted this windshield, and this woman... Was it Champaign and I-75? Is there
Downriver?
Champaign exit?
Yeah, that's Lincoln Park.
Okay.
Yep.
And she's okay, but can you fucking believe after this guy gets killed and these 5 kids who are all going to jail, all going to prison, and somebody would do that now? Of course, you know, the kind of 15-year-old that does that probably didn't watch the news.
I get nervous every once in a while when I go, like, if someone's standing up there, it's like, oh, shit, I'm ready to... Veer left or right.
You know, we need a law about that. You cannot stand on an overpass while cars are going underneath. It's too tempting.
Have you ever thrown anything off an overpass before?
I don't think so.
I don't think I've been on an overpass.
I bet you I thought about it when I was a teenager, though, if we ever were. I mean, we did stupid things.
I did throw eggs.
Eggs?
Off an overpass?
Oh, we used to shoot...
I-69.
We used to shoot paper clips at cars from our bus stop and just loved that ping sound when it hit. It was so cool. And then I had another friend who had a BB gun. Well, why do people buy their kids BB guns? Is there any reason a kid needs a BB gun? I mean, isn't that the worst fucking idea in the world? Seriously. Yes. You're going to shoot out streetlights?
Well, we don't want to get them a real gun, so we'll just get them a BB gun.
They're going to shoot out streetlights. They're going to shoot at animals. Yeah. They might shoot at animals.
Houses, break
windows.
I had neighbors
that used to shoot squirrels, and I used to feel so bad for these squirrels. He'd hit them with, like, blow darts, and you'd see the dart in them as they're running away. Just the worst sadistic stuff. I could never do that.
I couldn't do it either. Could not do it.
We used to buy paintballs and throw them out the windows at cars.
Well, that sounds like fun.
Yeah, it was. We'd buy a big thing, like a couple hundred paintballs.
We did water balloons a lot. Got chased many times.
Water balloons, huh?
Water balloons. Oh, yeah. That was fun.
You rebel.
And snowballs at cars, too. Man, we used to have, like, seriously, there would be at this community center we hung out at where they had bowling lanes. This is my bowling days. And they had a basketball court and all kinds of stuff, movie theater. Anyway, when it snowed a lot, there'd be like 50 of us. There'd be like 50 of us out by the street.
Nothing going on here.
It got so bad, no one would drive down that street. So, I mean, if somebody came down the street, be like, oh, yeah, here they come. And it'd be like, bam, 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 bam.
I'll get your damn kids for this. You're all gonna die.
Why was that so fun? Because I did it with rocks. I remember doing it with rocks.
Ooh.
Just standing and hiding behind Kevin Koss's in his bushes.
And whenever a truck or a school bus came by, that was even more fun because it would be louder. When the yeah. snowball hit, it would be like, bam! Oh, is it?
Oh, Sonny, those were crazy times.
Yep, those are crazy times. And you know skitching, too? Do kids skitch now? Do you know what skitching is?
No.
Where you stand up on... And...
Yeah, you grab the bumper of a car, yeah. and you get pulled down an icy street or a snowy street.
Yeah. No.
See, yeah. because we lived out in the sticks, it's very, very. It was very common to throw a sled or some tubes behind a truck, and or even a couch sometimes.
And rednecks are smart.
And then we would just drive the back
roads. Rednecks enough credit.
We'd drive the back roads where there wasn't a lot of commerce. There wasn't a lot of people driving on these roads. And then we'd swing each other all over into the fields and into the ditches. And a lot of times we got hurt. There were some people running into mailboxes. But it was a fun time.
Oh, skitching was dangerous. I remember somebody, I think they lost a tooth skitching.
Did people stop on purpose to the driver every once in a while?
Oh, yeah.
Like just to see slam into them.
No, they didn't do that. But it was funny because it was always, you see the driver. And it was an older lady. That was a perfect skitching opportunity.
Oh, you would! I thought you did it like on your friend's car.
No, strangers, complete strangers. That's much more fun. And it was just, you know, and then when it happened, it was a big adrenaline rush for everyone watching and for the guy doing it.
Hell yeah.
And, you know, and then the whole thing was, oh, how far did you go? You know,
you had records. Like,
it's pretty cool. It should have been the skitching league. But I never hear that word skitching anymore.
No,
so apparently,
never heard it.
Hey man, let's go skitching, bro.
Since they're social media,
I do
now.
Have the
Why
video
skitch?
Here of the Troy McDonald's. I haven't seen. I haven't watched. I just want to pot it up. I just want to see what it looks like.
Is the one I sent you? Yeah, that's it.
Three cars. They all sleep in the drive though.
Police arriving to discover a 24-year-old guy passed out at
story.
The wheel of this SUV and a 56-year-old man also
there.
Asleep in the driver's seat of this red car.
So it was totally unrelated to people that didn't know so each other. Weird. It was just a coincidence.
So the third car was just waiting, yes, and yeah. thinking this is taking a really long time.
That's kind of patience is unusual.
Police letting the third driver go, but having a heck of a time trying to wake up the others from their slumbers.
Wake up! Wake up! Hey!
He's asleep.
These people were out cold.
One of the officers.
Okay, all right. That
out
what?
Cold.
That's crazy.
Just from alcohol, 0.13, 0.16.
Was that Erica Erickson?
Erickson? I don't know.
Oh, it's Fox 2. Yeah. So I think it was.
She yeah, was
she
in the car? Are you saying she was
no,
in the
she
car?
She was not in the car.
Oh, okay.
She did the story. some other... Oh, boy. This story... Okay, I know where we'll go. Did you happen to hear that Prince Harry and Meghan have announced that they will not use the Royal Sussex name, although they say they don't have to stop?
They're not allowed
they're going
to. The Queen
to.
Said no.
Didn't they already say that?
The Queen. They also said the Queen doesn't own the name Royal. Well, you know what? You don't own the name Royal either. So I can say that I'm Royal Sussex Drew.
Yeah.
I can say they are going to continue to use HRH, which is his and her Royal Highness.
Oh, stupid.
I can be HRH Drew. So fuck you. You're nobody. Fuck yourself. Who do you think you are? The Queen isn't anyone either. That's a make-believe thing. It's a pretend thing. It's not real. The Queen is no more special than me. And neither are you, you fucks. And I'm tired of hearing about people throwing money at these people. Fuck them. Canada and the UK are going to share the cost of security for these people?
What? Why?
Have we lost our fucking minds?
Can they afford their own security? If they really need security,
all
just
I hear
like...
about is people throwing money at them. Oh my God, Harry and Meghan are coming to America. Let's give her roles and voiceovers and fuck them. Who are they? They're nothing.
I see a story every day. There's a new story, and I go, I can't read this. This is so nauseating. It drives me nuts.
I know, but. I just can't believe, why would anyone hire them for anything? No one even likes them anymore. They are despised in the UK. I mean, they are shit in the UK. And they think they're going to come to America and be showered with cash.
And they probably
because,
will be.
No, they will be, yeah. They've already been making tons of money.
I'm not sure it's going to last. I'm not sure.
They're
I think
socialites
it's going to wear off.
Now. That's their brand.
Yeah, what you a know? Boring brand, though. I don't think it's worth the money.
No.
And they're bitching too because
I'm still a princess.
Eugenie and Beatrice have jobs and they have royal titles.
God, just use the royal title then. Who cares if the queen says no? Just use it. Who gives a shit?
I know. Just prove how it means nothing. And we should all start using royal titles. Wouldn't it be great if just tons of people started using royal titles? Let's all claim royalty.
I want to be
knighted. We won't commit crimes. Oh, Jesus Christ. I'm so tired of these people. And I'm constantly, they're foisted on me. If you watch any kind of news or read anything, they'll be in your face in no time. Oh, let's tour Harry and Meghan's new $7 million home. It's right near Robert Downey Jr. It's like, they've done nothing.
Done less than nothing.
Are there people walking?
She was in suits, dude.
Are there people walking around going, I love Harry and Meghan. They're wonderful. I mean, are there really people doing that? I guess there are.
Sadly, yes. And the people that like watching the royal weddings and all that stuff. And
what about the... But they're not royalty anymore, so they should be angry they watched the royal wedding because it was fake. They were just using that to make money.
Yes, please. Someone... They need to be outraged.
And I saw a story... Well, there were actually two stories. One was about... Why am I reading these? But I am. One was about how... Oh, they've spent hundreds of thousands on their website using Royal Sussex and are going to change it all. And then the other one was about how, hey, an Instagram post with Harry and Meghan is worth $110,000. Who would fuck? Really? And people are going to go,
Instagram, one of the most prestigious and secretive platforms.
Meghan says I should do this. I'm going to do it.
Are these Instagram posts? Does anyone have an Instagram post that people really? I mean, there must be a ton of wasted money on Instagram posts because I can't believe
TikTok's even worse. They just came out with a story saying that these top TikTok kids are making close to $1 million for 20 seconds.
For 20 seconds?
20 seconds of content.
Is it worth, do the advertisers, they must make money on it then?
Well, the thing is so many of the youngsters these days. That's their platform, you know. Facebook to them, Facebook's for old people. For Twitter, Facebook or Twitter's for old people. They're TikTok, and so there's a certain demographic that you can reach if you're a huge TikTok star, and that's what these people are doing. They're making money just like people were making money Instagram influencers. Now it's TikTok.
Since you mentioned TikTok, have you heard about the Skullbreaker Challenge on TikTok?
No,
kids. Throw their legs out in front of them and fall on the ground to hit their head and back.
Sounds like you're holding your breath.
To see if you can, not break your skull. And, of course, kids are getting head injuries doing it. And it's on TikTok. It started on TikTok, and it's all over TikTok. And, naturally, I was waiting for this part where TikTok says, oh, we're really sorry about this, but they didn't know, and we had no way to know, and we have no responsibility to know, so we're just telling you to stop doing it.
Why even say that?
Do you want to see the Inside Edition coverage of it?
Sure.
I mean, Inside Edition.
Honestly, these platforms have no responsibility but to take the money. Our only responsibility is for you to give us money. Everything else, it's on you.
The herd has never needed to be thinned more than right now.
Well, that's true.
No, maybe that's a coronavirus.
That may be the effect.
This 12-year-old now has a broken arm after doing the Skullbreaker Challenge.
He was not prepared and had no idea what was happening.
Parker from Alabama isn't the only one being sent to the hospital.
File this one under the latest stupid social media challenge.
She was left physically and emotionally scarred.
TV stations across the country are reporting on the dangers of the prank that involved jumping.
When you see this challenge, it looks just like kids jumping. So you don't know what's going to happen until the aftermath.
A 16-year-old from Miami who doesn't want her face or name revealed shares her horrifying experience that happened at school.
She agreed to participate in what she says she was told by students was a video for a school project.
And that's the big thing is they don't tell you when you're standing in the middle, they don't tell you, hey, we're going to kick your legs out from underneath you. So the two people on either side of you, they jump. And then you jump and they kick you out. So a lot of this, the people are unwilling participants.
Jumped really high and I remember them kicking me off my feet high. And I fell on my head.
Her family is
now taking legal action against the Miami Dade
County and TikTok, please sue TikTok,
saying it should have done more to prevent what they call bullying.
Someone has to be held responsible.
They need to learn how to fall too
for these horrific acts.
In part of their statement, the Miami Dade District said parents are urged to speak with their children about the responsible use of social media and to remind them that respect and empathy for others is far more important than any online trend.
According what to if social media maybe took some responsibility? Instead of just taking our money, what if maybe they were held to some standard, some just tiny, tiny standard? Because, you know, this amazes me, and I don't really like legal action because I feel like it's overdone. But, you know, if you overserve someone and they go and hit a tree or they hit another car and three people are killed, they'll sue the fuck out of that bar. And if it's a chain, they'll sue them for even more. So how did the social media get away with saying, we're not responsible for anything that results from our social media? We're not a publisher.
There's kids out there that love this stuff.
I mean, they seem to somehow be able to do this. It's like there's nothing that can happen on social media they can get sued for because we're not responsible.
It's the wild, wild west. Does that remind you, when you were younger, or Brandon too, did you ever get behind someone?
Hyperventilate?
No, where you kneel behind chest? Them? And then you'd push them over.
Absolutely.
Like a little, I don't remember what we used to call it, but we used to do it all the time.
I chipped my teeth. Did you? Somebody did that to me and I chipped my teeth.
Did you sue them?
No, I didn't.
Is that just where you kick their foot and they trip?
No, you
get on all fours behind someone and then the person in front of them pushes them and they fall over.
Yeah. Tripping, yeah.
You used to have a whole, it was a circle, everyone looking behind them. Shit. Like
when I was a kid, everybody was trying to pants you. I hated pantsing.
We used to do that.
Yeah, we did that to people at baseball camp.
That happened to me at a party
reason.
Once. My wiener was all out there flopping. It was so embarrassing.
Flopping.
Well, at least it was flopping. Yeah. By the way, is the Weinstein jury, is there anything from that?
He's going to win this.
Yeah,
I remember when that trial was going on.
They're deadlocked. They said so.
And on the two most important counts, they're deadlocked. But can they put him away on the other three?
Oof.
That's my question. Now
on the other three, how long could he possibly go to jail for?
Well, if he goes for a couple of years, that'll make me happy because he has to go to Los Angeles and he's got a trial out there too. I don't think there's an end in sight for this guy. But people got really pissed when I said, I'm not sure about this because this girl's testimony... I understand experts get up there and they go, hey, people when they're raped, they'll get in relationships with people. They'll tell them they love them. They'll tell them it was the best sex ever. And, you know, and that's normal reaction. And I go, first of all, we should teach them not to react that way. That should be taught in, like, from very early on, young girls should be taught that when you are raped, you go fucking ape shit.
Yes.
And you go to the police. And the second thing is, not many rape victims I'm aware of stay in decades-long relationships with people and enter into consensual relationships with them and tell them it's the best sex they've ever had. Now, I understand, you know, there are certainly cases where people go back and they want to make it right, and there's all kinds of strange reactions that don't make sense. It's like people giving false confessions. It doesn't make any sense, but some people are told, hey, you can go. Just tell us you did it, and you can go home. Oh, fuck, I've been here 9 hours. Yeah, I did it. Okay, see you. And then they cuff you. They put you away. But this one was, it was so strange because she testified that he raped her by committing oral sex on her. Forcible oral sex. She was horrified. She was disgusted. You know, on and on and on. And then she said, I believe it was the next week, they entered into what she called a consensual relationship, to be boyfriend and girlfriend. And they had consensual sex.
Shouldn't she have not admitted that part of it?
There's emails, millions of emails. And, you know, this was like served up on a silver platter to his lawyers who used all this stuff. And then you have the other part where she's being told that she might be in this movie. And so... there's certain things she might put up with that she might not otherwise put up with.
But then she needs to say, no, I need to get in that movie some other way, right?
I know. Well, look at, R. Kelly. Look at all the great recording careers these girls that went to live with him got. I mean, they're all stars. Aren't they all the big stars, former R. Kelly cult members? No, because none of them ever got recorded. It was a big lie.
But they believe, or they think they're going to be the first one, because I got some talent, too.
And, yeah, no, they think, because R. Kelly's telling me I can really sing, and I sound great.
R. Kelly.
Oh, man. I tell you, this stuff is just... I think I do.
That's
hoping.
Hard one, though. I mean, if you
no,
get
if you're on a jury, if I'm on a jury, I know so much about Harvey Weinstein that he's fucking right. guilty. Fuck you. And anybody that's in here that says no, fuck you, too.
But when it comes to the fact
he's
that
raped
you have
80
a
people.
Consensual relationship for a long time afterwards where you are agreeing to sleep with that hamburger wiener,
yeah.
It's really hard to say that the first time, I mean, that's really, it's hard. It's a hard thing
no,
to figure
I think
out.
It is hard. It's hard to understand it. There's going to be, I always felt that there's going to be somebody on that jury who's just not going to understand this. Whether it's understandable or not, and I'm not saying it is, because it's really, this case, both of them are very strange, and there is clearly a ton of evidence that they really like this guy. And then they try to say, or they're saying, or trying to say, and they believe that, yeah, everything was great, except for he raped me then, he raped me then, he raped me then. And that's, you know, it's like a husband raping a wife. It sure it happens. But it's really hard to prove.
And believe me, I think he's guilty. He's guilty as
he
hell.
He is guilty as hell. He is.
But do you think this case could ruin the other ones? Because
no.
Everyone...
Because I would think that all those, you know, the 83 women, or maybe it's more than that now, who have accused him publicly, I would think that would make it impossible to be fair to him. But obviously some jurors just feel they can't. On this evidence, and this evidence alone, they can't convict him.
And doesn't... I hate saying this, but it doesn't she have some responsibility in this, you know, in saying no? I mean,
well, she did
check
say
your misogyny.
I think she says she did say no.
Okay.
On those occasions.
I feel it's like such an asshole even asking the question.
I know. It's a really strange case. Well, you know, we can move on to another one that's even stranger. And this is just so weird to me. The Michigan doctor, Dr. Anderson.
Oh, boy.
Oh boy. And I got a really, I'll just kick it off with this email. Got an email from someone who's U of M cult doctor.
Michigan!
There's over 100 reported victims of the doc known around campus as Dr. Drop Your Pants, which is true. And by the way, I got an email from a hockey player at UM who said everybody knew about this guy. Everyone knew what he was doing. He gave rectal exams and prostate exams on a regular basis to football players, hockey players, wrestlers, all these people.
Everybody, it was common knowledge. Like
common knowledge,
like
running, and it was kind of almost a running joke.
It was a physical,
like
right?
With you when you were a kid, and you had that. It was it a gym teacher or was it a
yeah,
doc, scout?
Yeah, Bill Bricker was his name.
That's right.
Yeah, and he was finally convicted at the age of 87 or something.
Ugh.
Everyone knew. Everyone in the community knew, the parents knew, the other teachers knew. It was a running joke that he was a creep. And he did a lot of weird things. And he was fucking ran the Boy Scouts.
Wow.
I mean, it's crazy.
I think you should be in trouble, Drew, for not saying anything.
I should be. You're right. I should be canceled,
yeah.
Technically.
You were complicit.
So, he says, the emailer says, I've been checking ESPN.com religiously. They've said nothing about this case. But right now, one of their headlines is regarding the payout for MSU Matt Nassar victims. Mm-hmm. How does U of M control the media so well? My mom is an alumnus of U of M, and all she's heard is a blurb about it on the radio. That's a cult member saying yeah. Blurb. The doc assaulted Olympic wrestlers.
Goes to college.
The coach admitted he knew about it and did nothing. It can be assumed he assaulted players on Bowen Lloyd's teams. And the way college football works, coaches know everything. Bowen Lloyd probably knew this was going on and did nothing. What's the difference between this and Sandusky Paterno, other than we're talking about minors versus adults? I have young kids, and I struggle with the idea that I could send them to a university that values athletics over safety. Student safety. Well, yeah, this guy was doing this to students, and he was fired. He was fired. The guy who fired him is in a Detroit News article, and he says, they knew there were multiple cases of him as a, I think the quote was, fooling around with students in exams. Fooling around with. He fired him. He left the university shortly after that. He was shocked beyond, I forgot what the word they used, visibly shaken, I think is what they said, when he was interviewed and asked, you know, about Dr. Anderson. And they told him, well, he went on to work for the football program and sports for the next 24 years, and he was absolutely agog that he had gotten a job within the University of Michigan, implying that they knew about this guy. And by the way, some of the people they talk to in some of these stories say, oh, he's a brilliant man. I respect him. He's wonderful.
Well, you can be brilliant and a creep, right?
Oh, I love that person.
Yeah, he also trained Larry Nassar, by the way.
Oh.
So he could be.
That's where it started.
Wait. He trained.
He's creep zero.
He trained Larry Nassar, who went out. So
it's not Nassar's fault. That's Michigan, how he was taught.
Michigan is going to have to be canceled. The entire school is going to have to shut down.
Michigan is responsible in some form of maybe possibly training the person who.
He was taught incorrectly.
Wow.
Right? Can you see Nassar somehow coming out and say, well, that's how I was taught. This guy taught me that.
I'm going to say this, that I don't really understand, but this does, for some reason, it does seem to me that this is being treated very kid glovesy.
Mm-hmm.
And also, this is just crap.
Michigan!
Schlissel, the president of Michigan, addressed the Board of Regents. And I guess, you know, I don't know if people are allowed to show up or something, but he apologized for this. And someone yelled out, "You knew!"
It's like in the person story. At the Obama. What did the guy yell? Yeah,
you lied! Yes, Joe Wilson from South Carolina. He was censured for that. It's so funny. No, I thought about that guy.
America, they knew.
You knew! And also, this is, I don't know how they're going to get past this one, but I'm amazed because I would think people would be already firing off, he's canceled, you're canceled, they're canceled, Bo's canceled, canceled.
Poor Bo.
The school has known it many, many paths along the way about this guy. The president, Schlissel, knew 18 months ago because this guy wrote a blog and he sent it to numerous people at Michigan, including people on the board. And I think the president got it too. And they're acknowledging that, yeah, we knew about this. But about 3 days before anything happened, just this is last week, I guess, the Detroit News were called by this victim and said, you know what? I told them about this 18 months ago. I haven't heard a fucking thing. They're stonewalling me. They went to Michigan and said, hey, what about this guy? And what about this doctor? And what do you know? Well, 3 days later, they open up an 800 number for victims and announce anybody who was mistreated by this guy. 18 months after the guy wrote them about it? Mm. It took 18 months? So you knew! I would think somebody would be, but of course, that's not the way everyone sees it. Because if you read comments underneath the stories, you find that this is depends on, it seems that the Michigan and Michigan State people are in different camps. A number of people feel that, oh, the guy's dead. Been dead for 15 years. Fuck him. And other people are saying things like, you know, if a 19-year-old guy gets his genitals grabbed by a doctor, then you mean tell me he wouldn't beat the shit out of him? Like they don't believe it. It's really fucking weird.
There's arguing amongst the alumnus of both universities. Are they saying that this is Larry Nassar at Michigan, so it should receive the same type of coverage?
Yes, and Michigan people are saying, nothing here. This happened a long time ago. And meanwhile,
that's a good excuse. That's the only excuse we'd accept.
The biggest beneficiary of all of this is the provost, who sexually assaulted or harassed over 20 people, and that just came out, and that has just been like a big nothing.
Right.
In fact, I got the impression that people were proud of the way Michigan was handling it.
Jeez. Well, the one news story.
Really got in front of it.
Yeah.
We played it on the show.
Right.
Yeah, students were saying, hey, this is great. I'm glad they're doing something about it. Blah, blah, blah. Well, no, they didn't do anything about it. They had a settlement in 2004. They've known about this guy forever. He keeps getting raises and new positions. Somebody complained about it in, I think it was 2012 or 13, and somebody then released this torrent of, how dare you!
That's what's sad.
One of those teachers that likes to hang out and watch dudes in the shower?
The brand is more important than the, I mean, if we admit that this happened, even though this guy deserves to be, you know, he's dead now, but, well, how dare, we can't let the University of Michigan look bad.
You're in the cult, bro!
Now, is because he's dead, is that an issue? Because with Ohio State...
Oh, I think you'll hear it said that oh, he's dead, and so...
Nassar's alive, so that's Hollywood. We can see Nassar in court. Nassar can pay. He can go to prison.
I think people will say that. I don't think it matters. And a victim's a victim's a victim.
But the Ohio State scandal, wasn't that dude dead, too?
The wrestling coach?
Yeah.
Yes. And people are demanding Jim Jordan, the representative Republican, resign. And he's horrible. He's the worst person. He should be canceled. And that one is bad. I mean, it's that guy was a total creep.
So Anderson being dead shouldn't make a difference, but different times, though, you know? Just like when you were a kid and people knew. People knew about
also,
this and maybe they just didn't talk about it.
You're talking about some of the most beloved people in the history of this area, Bo Schembechler. Mm-hmm. Lloyd Carr.
You got to believe that if players knew and they openly talked and joked about it, that Bo knew.
You know,
I
hate doing this because it's, to me, I just don't see how it's so different from the other ones. Why is it so different? It's not.
No, not at all.
And when people cast, because I could not believe the judgment on some of the people. Not so much USC. It seems like that one is just like, USC, who cares? Their teams suck anyway. Sometimes it seems like it's really about, you know, putting the school down or, you know, I hate that school. Fuck them. How dare they let that happen? And then, you know, in USC's case, that's a horrible fucking case. But I don't know. It doesn't get much attention, does it?
No. Mentioned it. I kind of forgot about it.
Maybe it's because we're in Michigan. Maybe it's because we're in the Big Ten and not the Pac-10. But look at the Big Ten. The Big Ten does not look good in the last decade or so.
You have
Penn State, and everybody piles on Penn State except the Penn State supporters. You have
They tore a statue down. They tore Paterno's statue came down.
Yeah.
He was forfeited all those games, which they restored, by the way.
Just like Saddam Hussein. Did.
When he died, he thought he was 0-500.
You have Ohio State, and everybody piled on them except for the Ohio State people who defended, or not necessarily.
What about Zach, the wide receivers coach at Ohio State? Urban Meyer's the worst person. They had a protest in Ann Arbor about that.
Mm-hmm. And then Michigan State with the Nassar situation.
No, it seems like it is.
We hate Ohio State, so we need to say something about this.
Somebody needs to do something.
Wouldn't it be funny, like 150 years from now, people are looking at, you know, my grandkids, they're looking at college coaches, and they're like, how did this Joe Paterno guy, how was he a coach for so long? Guy was 0-500.
Yeah, what the fuck?
What the hell did he keep his job?
Please forgive me if you're a Michigan fan, because I'm a Ohio State fan.
Yeah.
Ohio State football fans refer to Michigan as the school to the north.
That's correct.
Wait, is that Trump?
That's David Trump.
It's a Trumper? Damn. Okay.
Morning, David Trump speaking.
I got to mention that it's 2020, so why aren't you 2020 without glasses and contacts? The only way to get there is to opt for a safe, painless, brief procedure at the Aldo Eye Center. Whether it's the LASIK treatment or the multifocal lens implants, people are getting the gift of great vision, and they're getting rid of glasses, contacts, and reading glasses, which are expensive. I mean, over the years and years and years of re-upping these scripts, costs you money, so you might consider that when you take into consideration some of the things Dr. Yaldo is doing. And he is the most experienced eye surgeon in the Midwest. So get a consult and see what happens. They may tell you you're a few years away. They may just say, oh, go look at some frames and some sunglasses and get your scripts together. 1-800-398-EYES, 800-398-EYES, or go to YaldoEyeCenter.com. And Luke Nowacki. Luke Nowacki's been helping people for years, and he sees a lot of people from all ages. I was surprised how many younger people go to see Luke, but they do because a lot of them have money that they don't know what to do with. It's sitting in an account making 0.5% or something like that, and they're getting beat by inflation if you look at the long term. So maybe you need a plan. Maybe you know you need a plan. Or maybe like the one person we heard about who inherited a couple $100,000 and sat on it for a year before they sought help and lost 25% gains. It's about 50 grand.
And he's gone!
A lot of dough. Or maybe, you know, maybe you want to play it safe. Maybe you don't want to be that risky. Maybe you just want to do a little, dip your toes in. Call Luke Nowacki. Talk about retirement. Talk about a plan. If you don't have a financial plan, you should. 248-663-4748.
Securities and investment advisory services offered through Royal Alliance Associates, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Royal Alliance Associates, Inc.
is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of
Royal Alliance Associates, Inc.
Someone sent me an email, Matt did, that he was listening to AM 950. He said, that being said, Saturday at 5:57, I heard a Matt Farley jingle during their break.
What?
Yep.
He's got so many songs out there.
He said, at first didn't register, and I realized, holy shit, that's a Matt Farley song. Can you confirm this? Did somebody else hear it? Am I just crazy?
They're cooler over at 950 than I thought.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
what song would they have played?
I don't know. He has a
Scarlett Johansson farts. Was 950 playing that?
I don't think it'd be that.
Oh my gosh.
It should be playing.
Going back to AM 950. They were talking about Academy Awards and Scarlett Johansson, and this came up.
God, I so many emails about Madman Mike Hughes. Mad Mike Hughes?
Yeah.
No, the other. Did you know Peter Tork died, by the way?
Oh, shut up. I made a mistake in my prep today. It might have been someone on the fan page. Somebody had.
Oh, it's someone else's fault.
Yeah, I'm going to blame somebody else. Somebody else had posted this thing on Peter Tork. I just quickly
somebody sent
grabbed
me
it.
The shit that was 5 years old, too.
The first thing on the.
Into my prep. And I threw it in.
I wasn't looking up 2015 when I came up with that one. I got pounded for. Oh,
I said to Brandon, I'm like, aren't all the monkeys gone? Who is, you know, who's left? I'm like, geez, they're all dying. And I forgot.
Mike and Mickey are alive. Yeah, he's been dead for exactly a year. It's funny how that happens.
I hate that, though. Is it? That,
I know, so
that's
frustrating.
That's fake news. What they do is they don't tell you a date. They'll just put, hey, Peter Tork, dead at 77. And then I go, oh, he did?
Well, that was a headline. Sometimes people read the story after that.
Shut up. It was a mistake, okay?
Boy, they sure looked like they were having fun at Mesa. I bet we got home all right.
There was a lot of people out there. It looks like a lot of fun.
Bummed. I wanted to go.
Because you had just mentioned the Academy Awards for some reason, can I play a brief little clip that I really, really had a good time watching?
Sure.
So our President-in-Chief, Donald Trump, he is just on fire with these rallies. He's so in his element. He's having a great time. And he goes off script so often at these, and it's where you get the best sound bites. Here it was from the other day.
By the way, how bad were the Academy Awards this year? Did you see?
Can you crank them up a little bit?
And the winner is a movie from South Korea. What the hell was that all about? We got enough problems with South Korea, with trade. On top of it, they gave him the best movie of the year. Was it good? I don't know. Yeah, I'm looking for, like, wait, let's get Gone with the Wind. Can we get, like, Gone with the Wind back, please?
It's Star Electricity.
Sunset Boulevard. So many great movies. The winner is from South Korea. I thought it was Best Foreign Film. Best Foreign Movie. No, it was the button. Did this ever happen before? And then you have Brad Pitt. I was never a big fan of his. He got up and said, little wise guy, stand up. Little wise guy. Anyway.
Mark was watching one of the rallies the other day, and it was funny because it's just ambient noise. It's on here while he and I are both working on some things. And all he would do is, after every statement, he knew whether the crowd was going to boo or cheer. And so he would react accordingly. And it's really funny. You can tell that the whole place is... They'll say a name, you know. They'll say, you know Adam Schiff. You know that guy, Adam Schiff.
I know. Who are these
people?
But you
see Crazy Bernie?
I really don't understand going to these rallies. I really don't get it. I mean, he says people have so much fun at them. You know, where would you rather be? And I think he's right. I think they would rather be nowhere else than at that rally.
And there's like 20,000 people outside, he said, that can't make it in, right? All of them.
I think it's true. I mean, it's weird. In fact,
it holds 22,000.
I saw the story about Russia's interfering in the elections again. They're helping Bernie Sanders. And Bernie Sanders announces, I want you to stop helping me. I don't want to be helped, Russia. You know, as if Russia's going to go, Bernie Sanders doesn't want our help, so let's stop.
Let's back off.
But this is a repeat of 2016. The point is allegedly because Bernie Sanders being elected as the Democratic candidate would mean that Trump will beat Bernie Sanders. I don't think that's necessarily true. But I think he would. I pretty much think he would. I think Sanders is somebody you can just attack from the right.
I really think that disenfranchised Republicans, ones that are sick of Trump's bullshit, they would vote for a guy like Bloomberg or someone who's moderate just to, you know,
Or Joe Biden.
Just to get rid of this Twitter stuff and all the stupid chaos and everybody arguing and complaining. They would do that. Would they do that for Bernie Sanders? No, because they feel that Sanders is way too far left and socialist.
I'm just going by the polls, which always have Bernie Sanders winning.
Right.
I don't know if I believe any polls anymore.
Those are Russian polls that you're...
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yes.
But you know what I wonder is, okay, when you say that Russia's influencing elections, so they're promoting posts that are very positive about Bernie Sanders, correct?
To an extent, they might be sending memes.
Shitty things about Joe Biden, shitty things about Mike Bloomberg.
Exactly.
Okay. If you are somebody who's really in the weeds and studies everything about these candidates, do those posts matter to you? I know.
Posts shouldn't matter. If you're making the decision of what you vote because of a fucking meme, you're an idiot and you don't deserve to vote. That's what I feel.
So what this tells me is that these memes and these things are designed for really stupid people, like the dregs of both parties.
Yes.
Do they really look at that stuff? Do they really? I mean, are they really influencing the election? I mean, isn't there enough fake shit out there? Social media says that you can lie, and whether it's Twitter or didn't they say we're not going to correct it? We're just going to leave it up there.
Yeah, pretty much. Well,
the
now collusion, there's something
delusion.
Something new about underlining certain things that are incorrect. Like they're going to be up there. But we're going to underline it in red so you know.
Who's doing that?
The phony Russia hoax.
Twitter, I thought there was a story yesterday about.
Okay.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is.
Some stories on Facebook will have that. They'll have a little marker that says this story is fake or has been proven false.
Oh, really?
But it's
why not just eliminate the fucking story?
Exactly.
I don't know.
But you know what? Isn't it on the, again, it's on the people who believe that shit.
Why, if they do that, if they tell you when a story's fake, why don't they tell you if it's from Russia?
Yeah, they should.
Why don't they tell if Russia's promoting
it? It should be red. It should be
phony Russia hoax.
It should be in red ink. Red
Russia, fun. Russia, Russia.
Is Russia really influencing people? Is it really? Because I don't understand it. Because when it came down to Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, I don't think anyone changed their mind. I really don't. I don't believe anyone changed their mind.
I think everyone was pretty set in their ways.
And I would assume if they're influencing people, it's the absolute dregs,
mm-hmm.
the bottom, the people that you really
That's
need
right.
to get out to vote on either side to win, who – does that really change how they feel? I mean, and by the way, those are the people who essentially create the winner.
Yeah, they're the ones –
people at the very bottom who show up or don't
Whoa. Is it done?
Anyway, Chris Matthews is even getting shit today because apparently
you just
a lot of Democrats are really upset about this. Because they feel that, hey, if Bernie does win, we're screwed. So this is funny.
Why are they all voting for Bernie?
Yeah. I'm going to play you this because, yes, right, as of the airing of this clip, Bernie's killing it in Nevada and by a large margin, too.
Yeah. I'm reading last night about the fall of France in the summer of 1940, and the general, Renault, calls up Churchill and says, it's over. And Churchill says, how can it be? You got the greatest army in Europe. How can it be over? He said, it's over. So I had that suppressed feeling. I can't be as wild as Carville, but he is damn smart, and I think he's damn right on this one.
Okay, so basically it's a quick clip, and what Jim said after listening to that was, what the hell did he even say there, really?
I don't even know what he said. Is he saying Sanders has won?
Well, yes, essentially.
He's going to get canceled for this.
Well, the top top trend today was cancel Chris Matthews. And I'm like, well, what's going on there? Why?
Because we just cancel people. I don't like what he said. Cancel him.
But so he essentially said the fall of France in the summer of 1940, it's over. So he's comparing the victory of Sanders, whose father was wiped out in the Holocaust, to the Nazi occupation of France. So people are very mad at Chris Matthews because they're basically calling
Was that his
Bernie.
Intention? Was that what he meant to do?
I don't know.
Even if he did, no one got it except
who,
for the
by the way,
people.
Who thought hard enough to even think of that?
I read that.
Is Chris Matthews that smart? Is he that smart?
And I saw this an hour and a half ago. And Brandon's about to play it, and I go, I don't even remember why he's going to be canceled for this. I couldn't remember the connection.
Yeah. It's vicious. This is a vicious – this whole 2020 is going to be a pain in the ass until this election.
It's already a pain in the – it's not going away.
If you don't
want
to be canceled, I guess you should go to the cult. Be part of the cult.
Yeah,
cult
then you're protected.
Cult won't cancel anybody.
Protected.
Oh, boy.
Big brother.
Now, we've also got this – this is such a sad story. A dwarf – is dwarf the right term, by the way?
Yeah. Well,
be careful. It you're going to get canceled.
I know. I'm afraid to say
the wrong thing.
He's supposed to be 9 years old.
Yes, he's and 9 years old.
He's being bullied.
Sure.
There is. His name is Quaden Bales. He lives in Australia, and he came to internet fame the other day when his mom posted a video of him crying and threatening to kill himself. And it was a very, I mean, it's a sad, sad video. But since then, the crazy, as the internet
play
does.
Play the video of him crying, because I want to go through the whole thing.
So I've just picked my son up from school, witnessed a bullying episode, rang the principal, and I want people to know, parents, educators, teachers, this is the effect that bullying has.
I'm going to kill myself.
This is...
He said, give me a knife. I want to kill myself. He's crying.
Boy.
It's what bullying does. So can you please educate your children, your families, your friends? Because all it takes is for one more instant...
Why is he sweating?
Pause for a second.
And you wonder why...
Is this people at school are bullying him?
I believe so. This is her picking up her son from school, being 9 years old and being a dwarf. It cannot be easy.
We're told, by the way, why aren't these kids canceled? Why aren't the bullies canceled kids when they're nine and then they can't bother people when they're older?
Good point. Yeah, they need to be canceled right away. They're basically like the stalker, Gareth.
But we know, okay, we know bullying gets a lot of attention. Everybody talks about bullying. It's terrible. It's the worst thing ever. And yet... kids keep bullying because kids bully, right?
Yeah.
Well, so why do we put kids on social media? Because we know they bully and we know they won't stop bullying because they're kids, right?
Well, it's easy. So then the parents don't have to worry about it. They can just be on social media.
Well, woman
for
say.
Everyone to see. Instead of being bullied by one person, you're bullied by 500 people.
Yep.
Yeah, but one would say that this is just a reaction to the bullying that he's getting at school, but it wouldn't be the
case. No, I understand. I'm just saying, if we're really that upset, though, because this guy, we started GoFundMe for this Quaden kid, because we're so upset that he wants to kill himself, and it's really sad. I mean, the audio is terrible. And his GoFundMe raised, what, how much? $500,000?
So far, yeah, it's up to about $500,000. That was put together by a comedian who, Brad Williams, he's also a dwarf, a little person, excuse me. And he's
wait, you can't dwarf's the wrong word?
Well, they're using dwarfism in the story, so I figured that's the
I thought little person preferred. Was formerly a midget.
It's everything but midget. That's the one you're not supposed to say.
When is dwarf okay? If midgets I don't
it always
understand.
Changes.
Well, maybe dwarf isn't.
And
okay.
then if somebody doesn't get the word and they say it, it's like, oh, you asshole.
I think little person is preferred. But Brad Williams is a comedian. He's also a little person. And he saw this video. He kind of helped spread it. And he set up this GoFundMe. Which,
is the kid happy now? He's got 500 grand?
He's got $500,000. Well, the thing that seems to unfold with all these stories is we find out, oh, hey, he's been on TV tons of times. He's
this
been on,
kid?
As early as 2015, he was on TV talking about the, you know, the awareness of you know, being a dwarf.
The little kid is?
Yeah.
Quaden? Okay.
Yeah. In Australia, of course.
I'm on Team Quaden.
And then, here he is.
For now.
Let's throw money at him.
Yeah, here he is. He showed
if he's
up when
got
he was
money, everything's okay.
He also was on a program called Living Black in Australia, and
what?
It followed the Aborigine culture and what they go through.
He's
today.
An Aborigine?
Yes, he has Aborigine heritage. So
Aborigines bully other Aborigines?
Well, there's been some.
I
hate
sorry,
saying stuff like this, but this kid who I. Definitely believe is being bullied and it sucks and it's not fair and he's got great things have happened including
wait let me guess somebody went back in his Twitter and he's got racist tweets already
as a 9 year old when he was six he tweeted something racist
yes that's true now
in the meantime, he's not on Twitter is he?
Before all that stuff came I haven't found him on Twitter yet but his mom has to be because she's posted videos of him in the past but you know here's
trying to
capitalize. Hugh Jackman is the most famous Australian and here he is tweeting at him hey Quaden you've got a friend in me hashtag be kind hashtag I think his mom's name. And then they invited him to, like, the halftime match at the rugby, or he was able to do the ceremonial.
I think what's going to happen here is everybody does all these crazy things for, like, a week, and then the kid goes back to just having a shitty life.
Yeah. Well, he's got money now, so he can...
Well, he does have cash, yeah.
Well,
he can buy friends.
Then people start posting other videos of Quaden, and this is where it kind of goes down to. Because first there was a conspiracy that he's 18 years old, he's fleecing everybody, yeah. And they're showing pictures of him in Gucci and wearing all these great clothing.
Seriously?
Yeah, yeah. But
wait, are they real pictures or are they Photoshopped like OJ?
They're real pictures.
This kid doesn't need money.
Everything looks a little big.
It's just crazy because the internet, certain people turned on him. What? I don't think rightfully so. So he, whatever.
Has he done anything wrong?
He had white face, too,
Oh, stop. White face.
Did he do something terrible that I don't know about?
Well, they have pictures of him flashing money, pictures of him kind of...
What?
Yeah.
What?
Flicking off the camera.
Money?
And then, of course,
who posts pictures of a nine-year-old flashing money?
That came from someone.
There's this video.
Why? You're too young.
I'll pop these guns out for you, nigga.
I beg your pardon, don't say
what?
That.
What?
I think you've been watching much television.
What's up?
Now he's holding a gun.
Okay, good night, everyone.
What?
No being silly. No copying.
He's like a little Tay.
TV. You're a good boy.
Yeah, good boy.
Best behavior.
He's just playing around.
That kid, he's acting like he's much older than that age, isn't he?
Yes, and that means someone didn't just steal that video. That means his mom posted that video, right? Years ago?
I'll pump these guns out for you, nigga!
What?
So people posted that one. They also posted another video of him talking about white people, in a sense, saying, get out of here, go back to your own countries, type of thing.
Do you have that?
I gotta find it.
Well, I don't know. I may have to pull back my GoFundMe money. I'm gonna have to cancel.
Yeah, I think I would.
I'm gonna have to cancel this kid.
Well, I think
I'm
he's
not
legitimately
sure he shouldn't
bullied.
Be bullied. After hearing all that
sounds
nonsense.
Like he's the bully.
Exactly.
Jeez.
I'm just kidding.
Are you raising money for all the people he's bullying?
I'm just wondering why his mom would put certain videos out there.
Why would she put any videos out there of her child like that? I mean, with the exception of maybe, here's my
baby. It's ridiculous.
Like, here it is. Here's the one here. It's very, very difficult to understand because he speaks Australian accent and it's pretty thick.
And guess what? If the queen is looking at me right now, you're racist. And if you are too, Scott Morris.
Wait a minute.
He says the queen is racist?
Is it?
And guess what? If the queen is looking at me right now, you're racist. And if you are too, Scott Morris, go to your own country and do whatever you want. Because you did not come here first.
Wait, he's anti-immigration?
Okay, you and all your white stuff. And you England, United States Kingdom. It's
like
United States of not your land.
Okay, he's upset with the British Empire for colonizing Australia.
He's pretty clearly anti-immigration.
Yeah, he was there first.
He's nine. What's he doing political
rants? Do you want to put kids in cages, too?
I think he's 18, Brandon.
Wait, how can he be nine speaking about immigration? Is that come on, he's not nine, is he?
What nine-year-old? My seven-year-old.
We need a forensic accountant immediately.
I have some people, some of the comments are, this is just a deep fake. No one's going to deep fake this kid.
Oh, God.
So he did end up raising $500,000 so he can go to Disneyland. I hope he has a great time. It's just crazy because
he's going to come to our country, Brandon.
He's upset with the UK, not the US. So let's let him some slack.
United States, he said, right?
United States Kingdom.
Right.
He flubbed it because he's nine. But the crazy thing
is, that could be a fake so people think he's nine. He's talking about a subject nine-year-olds don't even talk about.
No.
That's ridiculous.
They don't understand that. They can't talk about it. Even if they wanted to, they don't understand that. What nine-year-old wants to think about
that? Not buying
this video.
Oh, boy. Yeah,
wait, he's got lots of money.
Yeah, that kid doesn't need
money. Why is that kid flashing money?
So I think his mom...
He has enough money to make it rain right there.
Yeah. I still feel for
I think it's a deep fake.
It's a deep fake.
I've never heard that term before. It's so ridiculous.
Yeah, you can do it with Adobe software.
$300,000 has been raised for Quaden Bales.
$500,000 now.
What an asshole.
That story is old.
No, that was not me on the tape. That was a manufactured, engineered tape by, you can do it by Adobe software.
That makes more sense to me than anything.
Yes,
kids
it
are
does.
Mean, man.
Oh, boy. Should he really be questioning immigration and colonization. And
well, those videos should have never came out. Your 9-year-old dropping N-bombs, I don't care if he's a
He called his mom
descent.
The N-word.
You shouldn't throw that on.
It was not a friendly N-word either. This whole idea that, hey, you know, when certain people use it, they're being friendly. And, you know, it's so it's nice.
I'll take these guns out for you, nigga.
They're taking the word back. And then I see somebody like that lady on the airplane who whacked her husband on the head. She was calling him the N-word in the ugliest way possible, but because she's black, that's okay. Why can she be mean with it? Maybe she's canceled.
Either way, I don't know. I'm glad he's going to be able to get a trip. He's going to get some money out of it. But people are always going to try to find.
He's got money. He's flashing cash.
Yes, a whole lot of money.
He's got guns. He hates immigrants.
I don't think those guns are
And real. The funny thing, that video, too, he's playing all nice with a stuffed animal, and then his mom says whatever, and he just throws it to the side and whips out the N-word.
Come on. That video should have never been uploaded in the first place.
No, you're right, but his mom put
it up there.
Because
it's turning
a
kid who's legitimately bullied and a kid that this is...
How do we know he's legitimately bullied? We heard someone say he's bullied.
Come on.
Prove it.
What does $500,000 do? I mean, he's just going to flash more cash in his next video.
Buy some happy memories. But remember the kid from, what is it, Tennessee, who said... I'm getting bullied, but you got to just
keep
your head up.
Nobody fucking cares about him anymore.
Everybody
He's
loved him
gone.
For a day. Social media supported him for a day until they figured out mom had posted pictures of the Confederate flag.
Yeah, so then fuck that kid.
God, adults are so stupid.
Yeah, the adults are ruining it for the... Well,
everyone should not have a voice. Everyone shouldn't. It's a new year. It's a new decade, which means it's time for Zach Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram and DealsNadee.com. And their Start Something New event, which means they're releasing new loaded 2020 Ram Bighorn Crew Cab 4x4s as low as $148 a month. Or if you're all about the Jeep wave, stop by Zot and lease a new 2020 Jeep Compass Limited all-wheel drive around $122 a month. Or you can step it up and get the 2020 Jeep Grand Cherokee from Zot as low as $229 a month. Plus, Zot is your lease turn-in headquarters. Any make, any model, over miles, body damage, payments remaining, no problem at Zot. They'll get you in a new ride for the new year. Check out the deals and massive inventory at DealsInTheD.com at Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram and DealsInTheD.com.
Yes.
And Dr. Roche is all about boobs, 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 boobs. Maybe it's a boob lift. Maybe it's just implants. Maybe it could change your life.
Hey, and I got this surgeon who comes highly recommended on Yelp and some bus stations, and he says that I need surgery. So
maybe you can do it for $500 off. Yes, breast surgery specials or liposuction. Buy 2 areas of liposuction, 1 area free. And, of course, they're doing the BBLs and the Morpheus and all these laser treatments, doing great things to your skin. And if you got a green blob you're not happy about, Dr. Roche can remove green blobs. It may take a few treatments, but somebody sent me something. I'm trying to remember who it was. They sent me something. They had attended some event, and they said they'd never seen so many green blobs in one place at one time. Might have been a...
Do mine look like green blobs? Don't they? Don't you see what... You can't see the
I
eye.
See, that is I a see a lot blob. Of green. I do see a lot of green.
There is
but you've got some other colors in there, too.
Here's a nice piece of shit.
Anyway, they've got specials on CBDs, too. Entire month of February, Dr. Roche now carries a full line of hemp CBDs that are non-GMO, THC-free, 99% pure, and made in the USA. Pain management CBDs, sports CBDs, skincare, pets, and more. 248-338-1110 to make an appointment with Dr. Roche if you want to consult. And D-R-R-O-C-H-E is a website.
Jim.
Look at the pretty pictures. Pretty pictures.
When you got your entire sleeve, you got it relatively quick, right? Like almost all at once?
Yeah, pretty, and they're all just, you know, kind of pieced together. But I used to, my girlfriend at the time worked there, so I'd go in there and hang out while she's there, and I kind of befriended the guys.
Oh, I didn't ask for your life story.
Yeah, I was
just trying to set up a job. Jesus, I just wanted to have actual audio after you had your tattoo.
See this arm, this is as far as I can reach it.
I have shoulder problems, too.
I remember listening to the show when Drew said, Jesus, you came in last week and you had one tattoo, now you have a whole sleeve.
Yeah, that's when you were off, Drew, and I didn't have any. You came back, and you're like, what the hell?
That was amazing.
But they used to give me 2 or 3 at a time. I'd go in, they weren't busy. Hey, you want a tattoo? Yeah,
God,
why not?
It's strange how people do that. It's really, I don't know, it's odd to me. The whole tattoo thing fascinates me because now, you know, I see where people are attracted to people with tattoos. Like, they think they're hotter than people that don't have tattoos.
That's why I got it done.
There's a whole fetish on Pornhub.
There is a fetish on Pornhub? People want to watch people screw because they have tattoos?
Well, it's just a tattoo category that you can go to about
chicks. Doesn't seem weird?
That's like looking at big boobs or something. You like tattoos.
But
that's not a sexual organ.
It doesn't do anything for me. I mean, it might even distract me if it's a really dumb green blob.
Like Allison Avery and Olivia Rain and Canella Skin and Janine Lundmulder and Sydney Vicious.
I don't like all those blobs.
Eva Angelina.
That doesn't bother me.
Helena Hellfire. You know,
I mean,
Bonnie Rotten.
It doesn't change any. I still see the boobs and the, you know.
Yeah, I do too.
And they're, she's kind of hot.
This is one girl. I can't remember who it is. She's got the Lord of the Rings, like Elvish, tattooed around her butthole. I'll do some I'll do some research for you guys.
That's it. On its way. There's where Mordor is.
Yeah.
What's her name? Who's the girl that went? Amanda Bynes got a second face tattoo.
Really?
Yeah, it's really small.
But she got a nose ring too, right?
She got a nose ring. Yeah,
she
looks terrible.
Oh,
her parents have to agree for her to get married, and they don't agree.
So she's not getting married?
Well, she can't.
Oh my God! She got a heart underneath her eye.
Yep.
That looks ridiculous.
I know.
It's not even asymmetrical.
Doesn't it
symmetrical,
seem like,
you mean?
Oh, it's not even symmetrical.
And now she's got the dot. I don't know what that dot's
looks like
for.
A mole.
I know.
I thought it was a mole.
No, it's a tattoo.
Oh, my God.
Does she have tattoos elsewhere? I mean, her arms aren't loaded up,
probably.
Are they?
I don't know. This girl is, and she looks horrible, man. Look at her there. Her hair's dark now. Doesn't she look weird?
Yeah,
compared to how she used to look?
I don't get it.
I feel like if I were a tattoo artist, I would not want to do face tattoos on anyone.
Didn't it used to be that they would refuse you?
Of them do. They'll say, no, you don't want that. I don't want it. The artists don't want to be the one to put that on.
I don't
on
blame them. Yeah, Aaron Carter, does he look better now?
Oh, yeah.
Why come you don't have a tattoo?
Aaron Carter's been adding, too. He's been adding to that.
His face?
Angelic woman that's on his face.
Oh,
yeah, he put
Jesus
love underneath his eye.
Well, he's got his shit together.
But you know the thing is about Aaron Carter? Yeah. We know something is not right in his mind. Isn't something just really gone south with him? Isn't it obvious?
Yes, and I think it has for a while.
Yeah, but Bieber's got one. No one says that about Bieber. I understand that.
Bieber has a face tattoo?
Yes, he's got one above his eyebrow. He's got... I don't even know.
They're tiny.
They say
tiny, tiny tattoos.
Post Malone's one of the biggest things in music right now, and his face is littered with them. In fact,
it's weird.
I don't get it, but.
Dude, I'm trying to think of.
You don't get it.
You know what I'm trying to think of? Besides Mike Tyson, somebody who's like 50 years old with a face tattoo or a bunch of them.
Ugh. I'm not too sure.
Tyson's the only one
that
makes sense.
And his. Exactly.
But Travis Barker of Blink 182, he's got blessed underneath his eyes.
I don't like that whole neck covered with a tattoo either. I don't know why that freaks me out.
Lil Wayne's getting up there. He's completely.
That looks
covered.
Ridiculous. Oh. That looks completely ridiculous.
Your eyelids?
Yeah.
Who's that dope?
That's Lil Xan. Lil Xan. He's got the face tattoos all over.
Jesus Christ.
I don't know why it's so popular.
What the fuck?
Are we going to have to, like, I know.
I think they're going to be normal eventually. I mean, not normal, but I think there'll be a lot of face tattoos. I think they're coming on now.
My parents still don't like that I have tattoos, but now I'm thinking as a parent, like, oh, I'm not ready. My kids are they going to be asking for face tattoos, or Bryn's going to come home one day with
a
heart under her eye?
It's not going to be up to you.
Wait, who's the dope that got her kids' names on her forehead?
Amber Rose.
Oh, God, is that stupid?
So dumb.
Bash and Slash.
But, again,
on her
it's,
forehead!
I hate to repeat myself, but I'm the one that has to look at it. She doesn't have to see it. We do. Do we need to be reminded of her brats all the time?
No, the one of Britney. I want to get that tattoo.
Oh. Wait, that's Britney Spears?
It's a tattoo of Britney Spears during her chaotic moment when she's slamming the car with the umbrella.
Who has it?
I don't know. Just some random fan.
Oh, weird.
Yeah.
These are just dumb tattoos.
People have tattoos of crazy, crazy things. The face and the... I mean, actually, to tell you the truth, neck doesn't even seem bad anymore now that they've jumped to faces. Oh, here's a good one here where someone had a tattoo of thumb. From Radiohead,
Tom York,
and using his nipple as one of Thom's eyes. So that's pretty clever itself. I don't get it.
Did you see Orlando Bloom got a tattoo that's misspelled?
Oh, yeah.
It's his son's name in Morse code, which is the cool new thing.
Oh.
I was reading about tattoo artists and what they're tired of doing, and one of them was Morse code.
Good. Morse like, code. It's become really
commonplace.
Oh, breaking news. He got it fixed.
Oh, he did.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, but I've also seen not just Morse code, but like wavelengths.
Like we would have really known if it, you know, people are going, hey, that's not your kid's name. That's just off a little bit.
Brandon,
fucking known.
Brandon's gonna get a wavelength above his butt.
That's what
his
people
fart
get.
Noise.
People get wavelengths, so they'll talk into a mic like we are, and we can. The listeners can't see this, but we can see the wavelength as we're recording. And then what they'll do is they'll say, "Kristen, Madeline," and then they'll take those wavelengths, print them out, you know,
Adobe stuff, whatever.
And then they'd get them tattooed on them, and then that's the wavelength of my child's name.
That's a blob.
Oh, my God. That's stupid. It's all, isn't it all just you, that's all you care about? Mm-hmm. Oh, it's my kid's wavelength. So it's special. That's any wavelength.
See?
Is somebody going to go, no, that's not your kid's wavelength. That's Madaluna.
Yeah, like,
I can tell where it goes up at the end.
You know, it's funny. If I was a tattoo artist, I think I'd mess with people like that. I'd put the wrong wavelength on them.
It's actually, just so dumb. Who fucking cares? Oh, my God.
Little Madeline. Oh. No, I don't know. Someone just mentioned it. Oh, I got my hair cut the other day, and someone said, oh, you got a tattoo back there. And I was like, oh, shoot, I forgot. Because I always forget about this stupid back tattoo, and I really got to either get it cleaned up or something.
Did you have your shirt off? How could they see the back tattoo?
Well, you don't get your hair cut nude.
Well, my tattoo is pretty close to my neck on my back. Yeah, I got reminded.
Did you put your V-neck on backwards? When you got your hair cut?
No, but she was tucking in the little paper thing, you know, to make sure you did a commercial for a haircut place. You should know.
I should know all
Jim,
about it.
Jesus.
He needs a haircut, looking all homeless and stuff.
Do you want to do the, I was just going to go up and heat up my coffee. Do you want to do the cameos, the new cameos?
Absolutely.
Are there a lot of them?
There's a few, and I'm going to play a little game with Jim.
Uh-oh.
Jim, I'm going to give you a few names. I want you to tell me, of these five names, rank them in order of the most famous, okay?
Okay.
Right. Kevin Pollak, famous actor.
Okay.
D.L. Hughley, comedian.
Radio show host, right?
Radio show host, very successful. The Situation.
Oh, boy.
Val Kilmer, famous actor. And former NBA great Ben Wallace. So.
Ben Wallace.
Between Kevin Pollak, D.L. Hughley, The Situation, Val Kilmer, and Ben Wallace. Give me, who do you think is the most famous and least famous of that group?
Are you basing this off of
how many
followers?
In your mind, who is the most, who has done the most, maybe who's just the better, bigger person?
So I'm going to go Val Kilmer one.
Okay.
Even though probably he's not my wheelhouse, but maybe D.L. Hughley two.
Okay.
Kevin, I'm going to say Situation before Kevin Pollak. Okay. Is Ben Wallace that far down?
All right, I guess so.
Four and then five. I'll say Kevin Pollak five. Okay. Ben Wallace four.
All right, because to me, I always thought Ben Wallace, and maybe it's because we're from Detroit that he's a, you know.
And I was trying to take that out of the equation. Do people really know?
You're incredibly wrong, because what's correct is The Situation is the most famous.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Is it based on followers? Is that what you're basing it on?
Nope, I'm basing it on how much they cost on
camera. Well, his stock is high right now.
You're damn right
it is. Brand. Mr. Sorrentino.
Yeah, he is out now, and he is just cranking away, doing a lot of cameos.
And ever since he's been sober, he's boring. Why would he charge so much for these cameos?
For $300, you can get Mike the Situation to say something like this.
What's up, guys? Mike Situation here, and I'm actually in my comfies right now. It is Valentine's Day, and
Valentine's.
I have a special, awesome message for Chari from your husband. Happy Valentine's Day.
Oh.
You are the best.
It's probably Shari, by the way.
Moving to Dallas very shortly. It is always a very exciting time when you move. Me and my wife just moved into our first home as well. So congratulations. Happy Valentine's Day. I'm rooting for you guys. Let's get it.
Three times he said Valentine's wrong.
$300 is what you can get. So that's what I was saying. The Situation is the most expensive of this new crop, followed by Val Kilmer at $200.
Yeah, I was close on that one then.
Kevin Pollak at $125, who was very successful actor for a while, but he just hasn't done anything lately.
And he can do voices, so maybe there's some value in there, right? Doesn't he do impressions?
Yeah, he does do impressions. He does pretty good ones,
I'm okay with him being $125.
D.L. Hughley, $65. And
what?
Big Ben Wallace is only $30 on Cameo, which to me is just bizarre. I thought that he would get a lot more money. Plus, I didn't think he would need $30 a pop because he made a ton of money during his career. This cameo thing just blows my mind.
Oh my gosh, but 65. I would think Hughley would charge more.
Jeremy McGrath's on there too for all you gearheads. $40, man. Brop.
I was like, who are you talking about?
Yeah, he's famous.
Work at a car dealership. I don't know anything about
dirt biker.
I'm not a gearhead.
Dirt biker, but. Big Ben, I don't know. I just figured that the sports star would be bigger, and you know,
and the sports stars seem to charge a lot typically.
I wanted to go on there and look at what if any Astros are getting. You know, I knew that some of the Astros that they were on Cameo at some point, but now they're getting death threats.
I guarantee they're not on there. There's no way.
No, I wouldn't be the Astros. That scandal is getting big beyond all words. Every single person who's ever played the game is weighing in. They're all popping off, so
yep.
It's not going away. They had their first spring training game. Everybody booed them.
Who was the Dodger that went off? Cody, was it Bellinger?
Cody Bellinger. He was very pissed off because...
I don't blame him.
He feels that they lost the World Series because of this sign-stealing scandal. And, you know, I agree when some people say that they'd rather play someone with roids than someone who, you know... knows exactly what pitch is coming.
Exactly. I mean, it's most of us can't imagine what's, and I don't even know what it's like to see a 95 mile an hour fastball. Like I'd like to think I may be able to make some contact, but there's no way. I really couldn't do that.
No, it's too quick. It comes fast. You got to be a pro to do that. But if you know, boom, 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 here comes that slow pitch. You're gonna sit on it and you're gonna send that bastard all the way over, and that's what Jose Altuve did in the ALCS when he walked off the Yankees or whatever, and then they zoomed in on him as he's running home, and he's holding his shirt, and he's saying, "Don't rip off my shirt." Gee, I wonder why. He says it's because of a bad tattoo. Bullshit. What's a rich person doing getting a crappy tattoo? No, you get the best of the best.
How much is Kevin Pollak?
Kevin Pollak's... Oh, he upped it!
Oh! Oh, yesterday, you were wrong.
Yesterday he was 125. Today he's 225.
What? He'd
be doing well. Hey there. I'm here to try to help raise awareness and some funds for a wonderful organization called CoverNow Fund.
100% or just some of it?
It's an attempt to do the first Wounded Warriors type program for men and women of law enforcement.
Okay, thank you very much.
Oh, national emergency relief.
Oh, boy. So he's doing his for charity, I guess.
100%?
No, probably $100 because he was 125 and then he upped it to 225. So he's probably giving 100 to charity.
Do people want Kevin Pollak for 225 bucks?
I wouldn't think so. But he does.
But he was in The Usual Suspects.
No, I know Kevin.
He's in The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
We had him in studio. He was pretty cool.
Oh, really? Oh.
His impressions are getting kind of old, though. Which tends to happen as people get old, their impressions get old.
He does like Reagan and.
Not quite that.
JFK.
Old. I don't know who he does.
You do a JFK. You're pretty good at that.
I do JFK.
I know. I saw Pollak doing Jason. What do you call him? Stratham.
Oh, he does.
You call him.
You know, Statham. Jason Statham.
All he has to do is a British accent, right?
That seems like a way too hip impersonation for Kevin Pollak.
All right, I just saw it. Go,
Liam Neeson.
I learned how to do Liam Neeson. Alan Arkin, who I do in my act, you know, he's one of the guys
you really want to see.
Created a game called One Word Impression. So you do an impersonation of someone, but you can only use one word to sell the entire impersonation. And here's the
Does Peter Falk?
You cannot use a word that person is famous for.
Albert Brooks.
Okay, that's cheating. So for Liam Neeson, the word is bananas. You all have familiar with the word, and Liam Neeson says that word like this. Bananas.
I've contracted AIDS. As I said before, I've got four boy names.
Jason Statham?
Yes, okay. There we are.
All right, six words.
One word?
Boiled down to two syllables. Those six words are, do you know what I mean? Right? Those are the six words in a row, which he says and boils them down to two syllables. Do you know what I mean? If I put you in that chair, you'd be dead in 30 seconds. Show me.
That was pretty good. The Neeson one was good, but again.
I want to hear the Peter Falk one.
I know, really.
As I said before, I've got full-blown AIDS.
Albert Brooks. And I like all those people, but, you know, just freshen it up a little bit.
And I did see some of the Astros that are on Cameo, just to wrap that up. they're temporary unavailable.
Yes.
I wonder why.
Yeah, they're getting booed all over the place. I guess spring training, whatever. You know what's interesting? I try not to talk too much about media nowadays because people always get bent out of shape, it seems like. But and I'm not one of those people that thinks anything in the media is fake. I just think the media is worse in so many ways than it was. And generally, it seems like it's getting worse all the time. And now I just notice a lot of strange things because there's so, you know, if there's a topic that comes up, you know, it used to be a story. Channel 7 did a story about this. It was their story. Channel 4 did a story about that. It was that story. You know, whether it was Steve Wilson, you know, and Kwame, or Elric did his thing with the news. And people were slow to report on other people's stories because they didn't vet them, for one thing. But now it's just once somebody says something, it's news. It's like, I'm reporting it, you report it, he reports it. And someone says something about someone or something, it, first of all, that doesn't mean it's true.
Right.
And it would have to be vetted. You know, in the past, it would be, you know, before you would just quote someone, and people would be careful about being quoted too. Nowadays, fuck, nobody's careful.
Kind of like Kobe's death, where everyone just, oh my God, we have to put this out too.
Yeah, and all of his children are dead. Oh, yep. Darn it.
No, we didn't check that. We assume they checked it. The first person should have checked it. It's not our fault.
Yeah, I was talking to, I think it was Neil Rubin. Oh, congratulations to Mojo on 20 years, by the way, at 955. Neil Rubin called me about that and asked me a few questions, and he did a story that was really good.
20 years.
On Friday.
Yeah, you guys complimented each other.
We were talking, yeah.
Aw.
We were talking about, Neil and I were talking about that story and just that wouldn't have happened a long time ago. Not, you know, yeah, a long time ago. It just wouldn't happen. Nobody would go with a story. They would know. They would have it nailed down multiple ways, and you'd be really nervous about reporting it. But now I find that certain people only report certain things, and other people report other things. Like, I'll give you an example. I saw this story on Friday. It turns out that it appears that Ilhan Omar, the great representative from Minneapolis, Minnesota.
One of the squad.
Yes. Remember when Trump said, some people are saying she married her brother. I have no idea. But anyway, Ilhan Omar. Well, that was really funny because I'd never heard that before. I'd never heard that before. And since then, I've seen it a couple places. And then Friday, the Daily Mail did a story and they said, it's been nailed down. She married her brother.
I'm so in love with my brother right now.
That's the first thing you go, she married her fucking brother? How weird is that?
I'm your sister. I'm your sister.
And then,
oh, you're my sister.
It turns out that she did it to get him in the United States.
Oh, that's why?
She was married.
Dig him?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not sure. I mean.
Is that legal?
No, it's not legal. No, you can't marry your brother. And she just refuses to answer questions about it. I'm not answering questions about that. It's impossible to prove a negative. Yes. No, it's not impossible. It's not even hard. Who are your parents and who are his parents?
Yep.
And that would tell us if you're brother and sister.
And that answer tells you, no, I'm not answering. Like, she's trying to make you feel like an idiot for even asking the question. Usually that means she's trying to hide something.
I bet you're banging your
brother.
I was in the shower.
And by the way, very few people are accused of marrying their brother. It's not a common charge. It's not like saying, did you beat your wife? And then when you say, you know, you're trying to disprove a negative, that's a little different. Her brother, by the way, is very flamboyant. And he has, I guess he posts a lot of stuff on Instagram. And when she gave birth to her last child, this person that she married said he was excited about the birth of his niece.
Yeah.
Well, that would kind of say that she's his sister. Mm. Or he's got another sister somewhere here that we don't know about. But anyway, it seems like it's been pretty well laid to rest that she did this to get him in the country. And then she divorced him. And also, by the way, mixed up in this story, this is the part that kind of people get lost in, is the fact that she was banging her fundraiser. In 2017, she divorced her husband in 2018, and she had this fundraiser on her payroll, and it's very messy.
I bet you're banging your
fundraiser
in the shower.
You think she banged her brother?
No.
Well, I don't know. They were married. I don't know. They were married.
Stop it.
I mean, they might have had to consummate it or felt they had to.
I never thought it was real. It just sounded like a ridiculous rumor that's like, and I wasn't going to research it, but I'm like, no,
it sounded
like
her brother. He had a hard time getting here from Somalia, and so they did this on the down low.
They had a real wedding.
Who went to that wedding?
Come on. I'm sure it was just to get him in here. And a lot of people would say that, you know, hey, that's great that she did that.
She's a great sister.
Yeah.
Except she's a representative. She's not as representatives, and it's illegal. And it would probably throw her. Well, is she born in the United States? I don't even know.
No, she was born in Mogadishu.
Okay. Well, would that throw her position into
I'd say it should. That's a pretty big. Your representative shouldn't be
I don't think so
doing something like that.
Not to mention the fundraiser. Now there's legality there too, because this is someone that she was paying. In fact, it's a lot of money. It's like, I want to say, over $200,000. It really stinks, but it seems that for some reason she doesn't have to answer to any of this. And this is kind of like Trump, where she says, I'm not going to answer questions about that. Or you can't prove a negative. It's like, yeah, you can. Who are his parents? Who are your parents? Why don't you do a DNA thing to prove it? Because that's a pretty scurrilous thing to have out there. Anyway, I started looking this up after I saw the Daily Mail. Because the Daily Mail, don't you think Daily Mail is pretty down the middle? I mean, there's a lot of things in the Daily Mail.
Definitely.
I mean, they generally report on almost everything.
Yeah, I don't know if they have a side when it comes to American politics either, because they're based out of London.
I find if there's something big going on in American politics, you'll read about it in there. You know, whether it's slanted a little bit one way or the other,
maybe
not. I don't know. Probably so, because it seems nothing is not slanted. But anyway, so I look up the story and I notice that, the story is being picked up. Fox News. The National Review, only certain.
Not CNN.
No CNN.
MSNBC.
No New York Times. No Washington Post. So I was like,
they're still vetting it.
Okay, there's this thing with the fundraiser. Yeah, like everyone vets everything so hard these days. I thought, well, the fundraiser. I mean, there's got to be stories. So I Googled Ilhan Omar, New York Times, figuring the fundraiser story will be in there. Probably not the brother, because I can't find the brother anywhere but in right-leaning or down-the-middle places. The first thing that comes up, New York Times, Ilhan Omar, is the online cacophony of hate against Ilhan Omar.
Oh, geez.
It's an editorial. It's an op-ed.
Well, because of these allegations and because she's a Muslim representative, people have been jerks, and they've gone after her online. They've called her racist names.
Well,
they
I understand that, but she's... This is news. If she married her brother, that's news.
Yeah, it doesn't.
If she is banging her fundraiser and she's paying him, that's news too.
Shouldn't the New York Times, no matter which way they lean, don't they want to have the story and get it right? And
well, we know which way they lean, but I'm just saying, I feel like that's a story. That's a news story. That's not just a tabloid story. It seems there's a lot more to it than what. And it's funny that Trump had to bring it up. It's sort of like Hunter.
The failing New York Times.
Hunter Biden? Was anybody talking about Hunter Biden? Doesn't seem like it.
Obama wasn't even born here either.
That whole assault on Hunter Biden, it seemed to have worked. So,
I thought it was very strange the way it was handled, too, because people kept insisting that it's been investigated and there's nothing there. It's like, wait a second. If he's making 80 grand a month on a board for an energy company in a country he's never been in, if this guy's been in rehab 19 times and he's crashing rental cars and he's in strip clubs knocking up chicks who are strippers while he's living with his brother's widow, that's pretty weird.
Whatever happened to Hunter? Where the hell is he?
I can't see a lot of people offering him 80 grand a month to work for an energy company in Ukraine. He has no experience in the energy business.
He's never there.
And he's got a lot of problems. I mean, he's got a lot of serious problems.
It would be different if he was there all the time working his ass off. And
that's not partisan either, because I can tell you right now that there is family of the Bushes who have gone on because of their name. There's family of probably the Reagans, and it always goes back.
Well, there's a lot of scummy things that go on. This is one of them. And to just blanketly say, it's been investigated and refuted, it's like, you can refute it all you want. But why the fuck is this company hiring him in Ukraine? You haven't explained that, and you can't explain it because there's no explanation. He's Joe Biden's kid.
It's not illegal or anything like that. I mean, well, so many people get their jobs because of who they know. And this just so happens he knows the vice president.
But this is a crazy good job. He held for 5 years that he didn't actually, he resigned in 2019. I mean, this is a $1 million a year job.
He never even had to go there.
No, and he never went there. I mean,
well, you got to give him credit for coming to his senses.
Hey, I would have took the job if it was offered to me.
It's so crazy over the top that to just say, it's been investigated, refuted, I think that's insane. No, there's a terrible smell about this. And the fact that Joe Biden is bragging about firing the prosecutor and saying he held up $1 billion in loan guarantees because until they fired this guy. I mean, wait a second. That sounds familiar, doesn't it? Quid pro quo.
Oh, yeah.
Seems kind of quid pro quo. Anyway, yeah, that thing, it's funny how that thing, I don't know if that's what hurt Joe Biden, but something has hurt Joe Biden. Oh, he hasn't performed well.
No, he's put his foot in his mouth a couple times. What did he say? He was arrested in South Africa.
Did you hear that?
And nobody can find
this?
The proof.
He hasn't mentioned it until now. This day, 30 years ago, Nelson Mandela walked out of prison and entered into discussions about apartheid. I had the great honor of meeting him. I had the great honor of being arrested with our UN ambassador on the streets of Soweto during trying to get to see him. So he said he was, and they're like, oh, why has he never mentioned that before?
It seems like there'd be news. There'd be a record of it.
I think he's just losing his mind. He doesn't know what's true anymore.
Honestly, it kind of seems that way. And I was really not opposed to Joe Biden. I thought, you know, Joe Biden, because this is what I would like to happen, and this is just such a fantasy. I would like someone, I don't even care who it is, someone to be elected and have all the noise just tamped down. Oh. Everybody calm down.
You're not going to get that if Trump wins re-election.
No, I know I'm not going to get if Trump wins. If Bernie and Trump go against each other, then there's no hope. It's hopeless. If there's going to be furious, livid people every second of our lives.
Cancel
just
Drew Lane
crazy.
Like we cancel Chris Matthews.
If Bernie said Twitter's being shut down, if I'm elected, I think I might think about voting for him. So sick of this shit.
Well, if Bernie gets elected, the right will act just as the left is acting now.
Exactly.
It'll be the same thing, but just with the reverse people.
And didn't the right kind of act that way with Obama, too?
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like
I think so.
It always happens.
It was nasty.
But now we hear everyone, where 20 years ago, there was no Twitter and Facebook to hear. I didn't know what everyone was thinking at all times.
And in these days, Twitter generates headlines.
For some reason,
if a mass of people pop off on Twitter, all of a sudden someone that works at a newspaper has to write a story about it.
And that's not news, though. That is not news that something's trending on Twitter. You can have 1,000 people make something trend on Twitter, and they can all be full of shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They can be totally full of shit.
Biden also misspoke when he said his son, Bo, was the Attorney General of the United States. People were like, wait a minute, he was?
I actually thought Biden and Trump would have been a good matchup. I thought it'd be a close race.
Well, that's why so many people are jumping onto Bloomberg right now, is they feel that Bloomberg can be that moderate.
And they're trying to destroy him with NDAs. They're trying to. That's his own party is trying to take him down with those NDAs. And I don't know how bad they are, but boy.
Politics are fun.
You printed these comments on the Michigan story about Dr. Anderson.
Mr. Anderson.
And let's see.
What is it, Dr. Pants? What do they call him?
Dr. Drop Your Drawers. Dr. Drop Your Drawers.
Dr.
It's an actual
D-Y-D.
Nickname. And here's somebody. They're responding to somebody who's, I think, was, I don't know why they're talking about Michigan State, but this is what happens. It goes from Michigan State to Michigan. In a story about a doctor molesting people, it turns into a battle between the two schools.
That's all that matters. It's a horrible guy.
I'm not defending MSU. I'm embarrassed how they covered it up. I'm simply pointing the finger back at despicable UM fans who've been liberally attacking Spartan Nation over something we were already horrified by. Now they have their own shroud of humiliation to contend with. There will be more universities that will have to atone for the same thing down the road. That's true. It's shameful this was acceptable at any institution. Please show me where Liz tried to exonerate MSU. Reading comprehension apparently is not your strong point. Yoder is a wall marcher to the ninth degree. God, I hate that term. Ugh. Don't try to reason with him. He can't comprehend anything but rudimentary concepts.
That's insulting. Isn't that insulting?
Yeah, it is.
Calling people a Walmart. You know, maybe you loved Michigan growing up and you just couldn't get in. Does that mean you can't wear their well, shirts anymore or their hats?
What if you just like the team because you live here? It doesn't have anything to do with going there or not going
I've
there.
I've always felt that's such a slight, just slapping somebody in the face for their fandom because they didn't go to the university. That's stupid.
You know, in South Carolina, everyone is a Clemson fan or a South Carolina Gamecock fan. Everyone.
Well, they all have gone to those two schools.
Yeah. No shit.
Well, no, they didn't all go to those two schools because everybody doesn't go to college. David says, the situation at both schools is deplorable. The really bad thing is the victims in Ann Arbor will never get justice as the ghoul who perpetrated the abuse is dead. That's not true. They can absolutely get justice.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Warren Yoder, did you even read Liz's post or you fail to understand what she said? Shame on you. She never exonerated MSU at all. She simply said the behavior is shameful. Next time you post, it'd be best if you actually understood what you're responding to. Warren Yoder, show me she ever said exonerate. Oh, my God. Geez, pride comes before the fall. Here I thought,
oh, boy.
Scum UM was flawless. I bet
just remember, pride comes before the fall.
Yep, the story shows a change of attitudes we've gotten towards sex nowadays. Those are different times. We should not be judging them by today's ridiculous standards. Story says they called him Drop Your Drawers Anderson and joked about it. No complaints then. He wasn't hurting anyone. So while the Victorian hand-wringing, oh my God-ing now. He's dead and won't bother anyone else. Next guy says,
He's dead.
Forget about it. Typical UM and Ann Arbor police. They hide everything. His charge against the professor, the Xavier Simpson fiasco. What's next? Wow, as usual, nothing will happen to the university except some publicity, another indication that our young people are not safe at universities and parents should demand more as we deserve better. Wow, karma works overtime. Michigan grads laughed at MSU, called them names, suggesting such a terrible scandal would never happen in Ann Arbor. And now they have their own Nasser along with a provost.
Sometimes you get really excited when you're playing basketball and stuff. You let them get the lead. And then you just come back and take it back.
Little brother.
Boy, the provost has to be the happiest guy in the world that this Dr. Anderson came along.
Provost? Everyone forgot.
And then there's the music teacher. Nobody talked about the music teacher. That was something people knew for decades, but it's a music teacher, so who cares?
Yeah, music people are weird, right?
UM fans have been shameless in poking fun of MSU for Nasser. I would like to know where those fans are now. Here's the difference between those UM fans and me, an MSU fan. The whole situation is embarrassing. I won't resort to name-calling and public humiliation. They will pay for what their beloved school covered up.
Yeah, that's right.
You are pathetic and the shameless one. Anyone would somehow believe this revelation exonerates MSU is despicable. I don't see Michigan alums circling the wagons attempting to defend the indefensible like many of you continue to do. Oh, my God.
These are all comments on the Free Press article.
I've noticed a lot of the articles will not allow comments.
MLive's done
story.
With them. Yeah,
MLive's done, but I'm noticing that the Freep and the News are not having comments on some of these stories about Dr. Anderson.
Well, I'm just
probably
happy that
so
they got
shitty.
They finally got a picture of him, and it's from like 1942.
Oh, the different picture?
Yeah.
Yeah, where he's got the dark hair.
Yeah, he basically looks like he looks like that preacher from what was the name of that Netflix series? About the nun.
Yeah.
Oh God, that was so bad.
The something.
That was really good though. And then you know on this
the keepers.
On this topic. Oh my God, USA Gymnastics. Okay, remember we had the big Nasser settlement.
Mm-hmm.
And all the girls got a lot of money. It was $500 million. And after they had served the case was about 365 girls, they had left, I think, $75 million aside for, you know, future victims. And then all of a sudden, the number went up by like 200. There were just 200 people just saying, yeah, me. I'm one of them. Yeah, they do look alike.
Oh, my God. I got them side by side now.
That's pretty wild. That's really weird.
Wow.
What if it's the same guy?
The priest from The Keepers and Robert Anderson.
Robert E. Anderson.
They look identical. Sorry to interrupt.
So,
but the payouts.
They were paid out an awful lot of money, and, you know, it was 500 or so people. Well, USA Gymnastics, well, I guess USA Gymnastics, too. They had Nasser. So you have another big offer, $215 million for the 517 survivors. And I'm kind of going, it's the same doctor. I mean, some people don't get any compensation. Some people are just molested by a family member. Most people. Yeah, no,
by
the
a poor
huge
person.
The huge majority of people are molested and they never get a penny.
Right.
So, I don't know, this whole thing of getting money is just weird because it doesn't seem that in the end nobody is, can say that, well, we're even now.
And it's just creating those people, like you said, that, that are...
But if MSU and USA Gymnastics has the means to compensate, I absolutely agree that they should get something. I don't know.
Well, they've already received a lot of money from Michigan State. So now this is the thing. If you remember during the Michigan State thing, there was a lot of unhappiness over the amounts at certain times. And there was arguments over how horrible it was for, you know, people to suggest this amount of money or that amount of money. Well, USA Gymnastics is taking a lot of shit now for the amount that they're offering. And they have a four-tiered offer. $1.25 million for women assaulted at the Olympics or World Championships. These would be the elite gymnasts, 66 people, including Simone Biles and some other names that you know.
Kayla Maroney.
$508,000 for non-elite athletes sexually abused at USA Gymnastics sanctioned events.
Wait a minute. You're saying that with the
Better the athlete you are, the more the abuse is worth.
The four tiers. You're saying that because these girls went to the Olympics,
they get more money.
Warrants more money?
Yes. That's what the settlement suggests.
What?
And they're also offering money for people with derivative claims, which is a category. I can't even figure out what that means. Is this family members of people that were molested? I think it is.
Come on. I mean, if you're getting $1.25 million, can't you take care of your family too?
Wait. So if Drew and I are both on the 1979 Virginia Tech baseball team, tremendous school, Drew hits... His junior year, terrible. He was like 200. He was the worst player.
229.
229. But I hit 346 with a couple extra bombs, and we both got molested there. I deserve to get more money because I performed better.
Well, yeah,
that's more or less what it says to me.
You were a better player.
Drew Lane was so terrible his junior year at Virginia Tech baseball.
That was because I was being molested.
Sorry, I just wanted to give you shit. Why is this down here?
Why is this non-elite athlete? I mean, that's so offensive, first of all, to say you're a non-elite athlete.
Are they trying to say the elite athlete lost out on more money?
I guess so. Okay. I guess.
But I still don't agree
with that. No, molestation is molestation. I don't understand, honestly. This is sort of like, I've tried to make this point. I can never quite figure out how to do it. I feel like if there's a pool of people who are molested, and there's a pool of people that can be sued, shouldn't the money be split out among all the people instead of some people getting $10 million and some people getting nothing?
Wow.
Wasn't that similar to one of your ideas?
It was about
child support.
Yeah, it was about child support. But some people got really pissed.
I had that idea like 3 days ago.
So I kind of dropped it. Because people are saying,
sorry about bringing
I bust my ass. I bust this one for my kid. I don't want to go to some other fucking kid.
Well, a lot of people get more money then, right? Bizarre. I don't know.
It's really more the people at the top and the people at the bottom that bother me, that somebody can be, you know, treated in such a horrific way and they get no compensation. And then you see someone who is, you know, in the upper echelons of USA Gymnastics and all of a sudden they get a couple million bucks. It's kind of, isn't it strange?
Yeah, it makes be split.
Yes.
Evenly.
Yeah, as far as, and it seems weird, too, that you get all this money from Michigan State. And you go, well, I've got to get out of USA Gymnastics, too. Got to hit them up. But and USA Gymnastics also is asking for all these people to be released from claims like Bella Caroli's wife.
Couldn't do it.
And that's pissing people off, too, because you knew!
And you know what's sad? There's going to be people. Are we going to hear stories about people that said they were molested and then they really weren't? Money and
it seems like it's part and parcel of.
I hate thinking like that
this.
Way.
I know it's terrible.
Yeah,
it's
check the misogyny,
boy. All right, Brandon, get us out of here.
You got it.
And tomorrow, let's see. I don't know what we're doing tomorrow.
Tomorrow we should talk about John Oates being a slut.
Yeah, John Oates is alleging that he banged thousands of girls. Is he saying that he hasn't banged anybody since he got remarried in 1994? Because I think he is.
He was basically saying that during the heyday, during the big heyday, Hall and Oates were just smashing so much puss they couldn't even keep count. So it's just been thousands. And I get it. That mustache, totally sexy. Mullet, rock on. I get it.
Curly mullet.
John Oates. I'm sure Simon...
Oates that said it?
I'm sure Art Garfunkel slammed a lot of tang, too.
Yes, Oates. I know the guy. Man, is that guy? How much? How many crumbs has that guy picked up in his life? Jesus!
Oh, we even forgot to talk about the 42-year-old Zamboni driver, the greatest sports story in history. That's a great story, but we'll probably get into that. Maybe we'll even try to contact him and talk to him. Wolfgang Van Halen, he's got a new solo project. I'm sure you're going to be all over that.
He got a record deal. Really? Can he even sing? We don't even know.
It's all bass solos.
It's a bass album, why not? And of course, the Red Wings eliminated from the playoffs already, and it's February. The worst team in 25 years.
Yeah, there's a lot of optimism about the Red Wings' future. It just seems like it has gone way, way south. Were they expecting to be this bad this year?
Well, yeah. I mean, Yzerman came in expecting to be bad. Yes, we interviewed Ken Daniels before the season, and he told us they're not making the playoffs.
Wow.
They knew it.
Tyson Fury also beat Wilder in the seventh round. And sang American Pie afterwards.
Oh, I forgot about that. Tyson Fury's a badass.
And he licked blood off his back.
Gross.
Gross.
I'm the gay Mike Tyson.
Dry gulched you? Now, wait a minute. That's your fault. You gotta keep your guard up. There's no excuse for getting dry gulched. You got me?
You got knocked the fuck out, man!
If I didn't love this crazy guy so much, I'd knock his fucking teeth out.
She can't even punch right, bitch. She a pussy.
What do you want to do, huh?
You want to go?
You want some too, old man?
You got a fucking problem, bro?
You think I could take him in a fight?
You up.
Don't start fighting with me.
Sometimes you gotta remind the hen who the rooster is.